talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
You little...
I think we're there.
Woohoo! If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
VIG!
Now, I'm gonna get high tonight, though. I'm gonna get very high tonight. I'm gonna get so f***ed up tonight! I'm like mother f***ing Tupac!
Hey, everybody here is thinking, you know what? This guy's drunk. You're right.
Now remember, we are live, so no swearing or they will cut you off. What about ass?
What?
Is ass a swear word?
Ass, yes, it's a swear word. No, it's not.
Please keep your radios turned on, period.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is the worst.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're just a perma-hater because you haven't gotten laid since high school.
Roll another one.
What an imagination on this one, huh?
Just like the other one.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to verify those alleged breasts.
This seems to be about the queen.
I'd have to go to therapy because of this.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Yeah, boy. Roll another one.
Show of hands. Who else has an erection?
Just like the other one.
That's great, Miguel. That was terrific.
The plot thickens.
I don't have another cent.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach.
Stop trying to be black. It's embarrassing.
Just pass it around.
Please drink responsibly.
What can I say? My power.
And now.
Buenos días. Bienvenido al Kevin y Frijole programa de radio. Es hora de música, música, música.
Our feature presentation.
Don't bogart that joint.
Are you kidding me?
My goodness.
Pass it over to me.
You're there at the Coachella house, you?
Can I describe my last 10 minutes to you?
Please. Please. Yes.
So I says to Dave, I says, and by the way, Dave the King of Mexico is no help for anything ever.
This is not breaking news.
Which is why he's been our producer for 15 years.
Says to Dave, I says, what's the address of the house? And he says, this is the address. Your direction finder should find it, and the gate's open, and everything's great. Right? That's problem one right there, right? So I take my direction finder, I follow those directions all the way, and I come to a dead end. And I call Dave, and I go, Dave, I don't know how to tell you this. And by the way, this happens every single year, which is that the direction finder has no idea how to get to this house.
Okay,
same house as last year, by the way.
That's why I want to interrupt you for one second.
Yeah.
What did it all at all look familiar to you from last year?
No. Okay, because I was in a completely different neighborhood. By the way, can you hear the wind?
Not at all. Yeah. So much.
Yeah, it's pretty windy. What do you mean you were in? You mean you were in the wrong neighborhood looking for the house last year?
Oh sure, yeah. Okay. But the last year we figured it out. But then Dave, this time I thought he would take last year into account. So he said, "No, go ahead and just follow your directions. They'll lead you right there." So I calls him and I says to him, "I says, hey, I don't recognize where I am." And he goes, "Oh," and Dave's not the guy to hurry. Dave is not the guy to hurry. If you need to rush things, let's say you might be getting close to being late, he's like, oh, what strut are you at?
He's and like the sloth in Zootopia, trying to get some straight answers.
And I go, Hope Avenue. And he goes, oh, I don't recognize that. I was like, well, that's where my directions took me. Okay. I said, can you put anyone else on that can give me directions actually to the house? And he goes, no. And I said, okay, go on, look for 42nd. I'm on 42nd, Dave. Which way do I go? Oh. You know what? I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to come got you. And I says to Dave, I says, is that the most efficient use of these next 5 minutes of you getting in your car and driving to come help me find the entrance? And Dave goes, probably not.
Oh, dear.
So
how far away is the hotel from the broadcast location?
10 minutes.
Okay. All right. So at least it's nearby.
So stay on 42nd, he says, and just wait for me. So I sit there, and I sit there, and I go, yep, still here.
And you're looking at the clock. And
still at 42nd. It's
getting
now
close to 5:30.
5:27 and 5:28. And he goes, are you near the ARCO? And I meant, you mean ARCO? ARCO? Yeah, that's where I'm sitting, right by the ARCO. Okay, follow me. So I start following Dave, and I'm telling you, Dave drives like a senior citizen. He's driving maybe 15 miles per
hour. Because he didn't know where he was going,
probably. All right, hold on.
He's looking at the street signs, I would imagine.
By the way, not only is he going 15, he's following a truck, and I'm in the right lane, he's in the left lane following a truck that's going 13. So Dave's riding his tail. So I says to Dave, I says, hey, why don't you pull over in front of me so that we can speed this up a little bit? So Dave pulls over in front of me and goes, I didn't want to get in your way. And I said, you're leading me. How is driving behind me leading me?
So not my fault.
All right. Do you want Kevin's story or do you want the real story?
Kevin's story sounds pretty believable.
Right?
Me.
It sounds familiar for everything I know about
one,
Dave.
I was here.
Whatever.
Yeah. So I'm giving Kevin directions and he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't see. So I go get Kevin. And
that's it. That yeah. you lost over 12 minutes.
Hold
right
on.
There.
Yeah, I go get Kevin, and you know he finally gives me directions, and I'm trying to get in front of him, and he's side by side by me. I'm like, dude, move back. And of course, he wants to be speed racer and drive faster than I. He's trying to beat me, and he doesn't know where he's going.
I'm thinking that both of us understand that I'm in a hurry. By the way, we're about to die. We're in a hurricane. I don't know if that's is that coming through.
Yes, it's all we hear really.
There's stuff flying past our heads.
Any chance of a windscreen on that
no.
mic? Or
what do you think?
Any chance of moving inside?
Well, I mean, we could probably do both of those things within a couple of hours if Dave's in charge.
Okay. But we're here, and you got on time.
Okay, yeah. I have to ask this question, please. And I'm not doubting your story at all that Dave slowed you down.
Can I ask your question for you?
Yes.
How come you don't leave yourself more time? You know you're not going to be able to find it.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. How come you don't, especially knowing what happened last year.
Right.
Hey, I really had trouble finding the place last year, and I almost was late for the show. Maybe this year, build in a couple extra minutes.
I took that into account, and then I called Dave. That was my mistake. Because he says, here's the address. Your direction finder should find it. Now, I thought that he would take last year into account as well. Mm-hmm. Did he? No, he did not.
Okay.
No,
so we're
not.
Dealing with two nincompoops here. So,
Gibbs, you're both just awful.
All right. We have a lot
but
of
I'm
show
here
to get
and
to.
You can't hear us because of the wind. So
right,
all
that's
is
what's
good.
Important. Right. I have to ask because Allie already tipped your hand on this. Is it true that you did not stick to your plan of going to see the Los Angeles Kings playoff hockey last night and then drive through the night to get to Indio?
That is true.
I am stunned by that. You've been walking around for a week going, well, there's no choice. I got to go to the game and I got to go to Coachella Thursday night. So I guess I'm just going to have to do it. There's no way around it.
I was driving and I told my wife, is it a good sign or a bad sign that that was the single most difficult decision of my entire life?
How did you decide to not be Kevin for a night?
Bean, I'm a grown up.
First of all, yes,
I'm a grown-up, and I make grown-up decisions.
No! And when the tough decisions
are there to be made, I make them.
You didn't go to the Kings game. That's why they lost.
And
they
lost. Way to take some Kevin.
First of all, so then I get into the hotel room, and the game starts. I'm like, all right, at least I can watch the Kings. And the screen goes, mother effing blue. This game is blacked out in your area. And I burn that mother down.
So what'd you do? How'd you see it?
I turned on my computer. I went to the sling box, which I haven't checked, you know, being in, I don't know, 2 years or something.
And it works.
Still connected. Works.
Oh, that's nice. Fantastic. So watch, you're able to watch it from your TV. That's fantastic. All right. What went wrong, by the way, just briefly before we move on?
We didn't score as many goals.
And here's the thing, Bean. You don't watch a lot of hockey. You don't want to win the first game in the playoffs. Yeah,
well, you don't. I don't think that would be a real advantage in a series.
No, that's the plan.
No, that's a plan. You never want to win the first game.
Oh, so you were hoping to lose last
game.
Yeah, well,
that's
of course.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I forgot we were dealing with somebody who doesn't watch hockey.
Yeah, it's all right, Kevin. I got you on this.
Thank you, Allie. It's a curse. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. Thanks.
Right.
Or we didn't score as many goals.
That helped.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Let's party like it's Friday night!
The only thing that would have been better out here is if Muggs had been giving me directions as well. All right, we have the movie beat today because it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Clipper tickets, and this time it's for the playoffs, and it's also the grand prize drawing. We get parking, and you get to meet Blake Griffin. And
I think you get to start
play the first 2.5 minutes.
Valet parking with private entrance to Staples Center, Lexus Courtside Club, passes to the Hyde Lounge, and tickets to game number 2.
But almost.
It was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kat Corbett is going to be here on site at the K-Rock Coachella house, and she's going to give us some highlights to look for this weekend at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other really good stuff that I'm not aware of.
Are there any Coachella tickets, too, by the way?
Nope.
No,
we're not giving away Coachella tickets.
Oh, you know what? This is Coachella tips. Sorry. Are there any cows flying past your head?
Not
there
yet.
At the location. Not yet.
Not yet, but give it time.
Okay. All right. All of that plus the showbiz beat, which we'll do right after this, after we reconfigure. This is going to be a good show. Don't base it on what you've heard so far. I promise. We'll get it together. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is live from the Coachella house. Does this sound better, Bean?
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good. I mean, you sound a little bit further away than before.
Which is always good.
You're not quite as present, but there's definitely a lot less wind.
We wrapped a towel around the microphone.
Well, it works.
Top notch.
Allie is here with the showbiz beat, but first...
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Well...
Right? How about that whole deal?
I don't think I've forgotten about Donald Trump. Don't
think. About that whole deal?
Yeah, right? All right, Ralph will be back on Monday. In the meantime, fill it in for Showbiz Beat again today. Here's Allie. What's new? What's happening?
I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but I did, and I thought, what?
What was your question?
That was exactly it.
Okay.
Fox ended its CinemaCon presentation in Las Vegas on Thursday with a surprise guest, James Cameron. And the filmmaker announced that there will be 4 Avatar sequels, not the previously planned 3.
This is Avatar.
Yeah. Here's the part that I just went, wait, what?
Yeah.
He said he was planning the 3 sequels, but he found it limiting.
Okay. Well, you can't tell a story in only 4
it's
movies,
true.
Allie.
This is his quote. We began to bump up against the limitations of our art form.
Wasn't the first one like 4.5 hours long?
It felt like it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And as we have discussed before, although the movie was not just successful, the most successful film ever made.
I mean, if you considered $2.8 billion worldwide.
So I'm not saying it wasn't a hit. I'm not saying it wasn't worth making. I don't know a person who has watched it since then, cares about it, misses it, is eager for a sequel. Where's the audience out there for people who can't wait to see more Avatar?
Yeah,
I feel like
I haven't
been there, done that.
The second time, I just have no interest. It was
great. But it was a novelty. So, right?
Well, here's the thing. Each of the 4 sequels will be a standalone film, but together they create a saga. His goal is to release Avatar 2 at Christmas 2018, and then a new film 2020, 2022, and 2023.
Well, we'll all be dead by then, so we won't have to see this.
Why are 4 movies the new trilogy, by the way?
Can't
get it done in 3 anymore?
It's limiting. I find it limiting with my art.
Allie, I don't know if you ever heard, back in the Kevin and Bean, when you were just a Kevin and Bean listener back in the days, but did you ever hear Kevin's insightful sit down with James Cameron?
I'd love to hear it again. That I know.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
It sounded worse than it was. No, no. I mean, it sounded worse than I intended it to sound. It was that bad.
Again, are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
I mean, right?
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Well, I wasn't faking that enthusiasm either. That was real.
No, it sounded very genuine.
Thank you.
Very good stuff. Just in case that didn't ruin your day, the TNT cable channel has picked up 10 episodes of Tales from the Crypt for a new horror block of programming that will debut next year, which will be overseen by producer M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh. I'm sorry, who?
M. Night Shyamalan.
I was interested right after that last sentence.
Oh, what is happening?
The name of the person behind it?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I'm out.
However, they'll have a newly reinvented Crypt Keeper. Yay! Okay.
Nope.
But still overseen by producer M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled. We all heard new Radiohead was coming, and of course, huge. So exciting, because they haven't released a new studio album since 2011's The King of Limbs. But it's coming in June. New Radiohead in June, you guys. And their manager said, quote, "It's nothing like you've ever heard."
Is that good?
I think it will be.
Okay. I've got a clip.
Chip has a clip.
Yeah, yeah. Already?
Oh my gosh.
Radiohead a leak?
Yep.
This
wow.
Is fantastic.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
I've heard a song like that before. That guy was lying.
I feel like it's a new spin on it, though, Kevin. Because the other one was all blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And this one said blah, blah, blah.
But he said this was nothing like anything we've ever heard.
It's true. That was a reach.
Okay. I like it, though.
But the band is playing a few festivals this summer, including Lollapalooza in Chicago. And then they're going to play Madison Square Garden in New York City. And I'm holding out. Maybe they'll play Weenie Roast. No?
That's cute.
I know.
They love to be in bed with the man. I know that about Radiohead.
That is cute.
Seriously, tell me some more ways we can conform.
All right, so maybe they won't. All of these stars were born on today, April the 15th. Actress Emma Thompson is 57. I love her so much.
Oh, I love her so much.
Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien is 48. Singer Chris Stapleton is 38. He's playing Coachella. If you haven't seen him, my God, he is so good. Go and check him out. Actress Seth Rogen is 34. And actress Emma Watson is 26. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 14, Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing, and even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival, and as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
It's the Kevin DeBeat Show. We are at the Coachella house, the Coachella K-Rock house, and Chip told me this past year that she has never once been to Coachella.
Nope.
That is astonishing, Chip. You go to lots of concerts, and you love the damned rock music.
I do. Here's the thing. I do this job. I like you guys are doing we're doing the remote today. I'm here running everything. I do that usually the last few years during Coachella weekend. They have me here working.
See. So in other words, when Stryker's out there on a Saturday afternoon at the K-Rock Coachella house, you're the guy back at K-Rock running
exactly.
The
exactly. So I've been the one left behind, which is, you know, that's part of my job, but I haven't been able to
are
go to Coachella yet.
Are you positive they just don't want you out here?
That is probably true as well.
Because I'm not sure. Well, I have a few tips for you.
Okay.
Before you get into the tips, I would like to say.
Yes.
Coachella warning about taking a jacket. Did either of you listen to that this morning?
I do have a jacket on. Thank you, Bean.
All right. How about Dave?
Nope.
Do not.
Dave is shivering like a polar bear out
Kevin,
there right now.
How is that jacket doing protecting your legs wearing shorts?
Here's the thing that people don't
understand.
He's wearing
thermal cargo shorts.
Your shins don't get cold.
That's correct. Yes.
Right. I can vouch
for that.
Nobody
understands that. Everybody's so fascinated. Listen, if you keep your feet warm, uh-huh. you keep your head warm,
right.
well, it's all good.
Yeah, your legs are the last things to get cold. So, yeah, it's very different than your arms and fingers.
Here's what I'm worried about, though. You can hear that there's wind out here, mm-hmm. A. And B, everybody remembers the Coachella flu that everybody had because you got every ounce of dust in every crack and hole you have.
Whoa.
That was nasty.
Go on.
And Chip weighs, what, 7 pounds?
Oh, that's yeah. soaking wet, though.
Yeah. She'll fly yeah. away out here.
Yeah,
now, I think it's only supposed to be windy today. I think tonight it's supposed to sort of calm down.
Okay.
But when are you going to get here?
I'm leaving here at noon and heading over.
Okay, so you'll be here about 9.
Yeah, I think Chip needs to be on a leash, I think. Somebody needs to ground her so that she doesn't fly away.
If I'm on a leash,
away.
I'll just turn into a kite.
Oh, that's right. We don't want that. Okay.
And I'll hold the leash because then I'll just let it go. Just see you. Hey, bye. Bye. It's been
fun. All right.
Fun.
What are some tips, not just for Chip, but for anyone else who hasn't been to Coachella often?
Well, these are specifically for Chip, I think.
Right.
One is if somebody comes up to you and they say, hey, we have a pristine, beautifully restored motorcycle. Would you like to ride it?
Okay, hold on. Offer motorcycle.
Right.
Okay.
You
ride
say
it.
No. Say no.
No?
Oh. Say yeah. no.
Well, it could go terribly south. And you can bend the crap out of that motorcycle.
Dave,
and then you'll feel terrible for at least 3 or 4 minutes. No, this is from before.
Yeah, well, there was this one time where this guy offered Kevin to ride his new restored motorcycle. And Kevin decides to ghost ride it and doesn't know how to ride it. And it crashes into a trailer.
Oh.
I mean, and it, you know, kind of destroys it.
But technically, it was bent a lot.
Well, at least it was on the very, not even the first day. It was before
it
the first
It was the
day.
Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah, Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Hmm.
And I was like, hey, I'll pay. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And they just sort of ushered me away as quickly as they can.
If so that's you receive, a bad idea.
If you, don't do that, right?
Oh, okay.
If you receive any texts from me, just delete immediately.
Oh, I don't delete those.
Because
nope.
What year was it I was texting Kat, and she wouldn't text me back, and I was so upset at her because I was like, Kat, where are you? And nothing. And then 15 minutes later, you know, sometimes you're watching a band or something, and it takes 30 sure. minutes, 40 minutes to get a text. Sometimes they don't go through immediately. So I waited, and I was patient. Nothing. Maybe an hour later, I was like, listen, whore, where are you?
I love and that so, she's a whore because she's not answering you immediately.
And somebody texted back, I don't know who you think this is, but this is not Kat.
Oh, no. You called a perfect stranger a whore.
Yep.
It was an old lady.
It was an older lady.
Oh,
that's awesome.
But she could have texted me back, am I right?
and she also could have mentioned one of the tents, too. You know, this is a hard tent.
Right.
Is Coachella the place where we broke down your text
yes.
and on the Monday after tried to get you to imagine what it was you were trying to text? Because we couldn't make heads or tails of anything that you were writing to any of us.
Dave?
It was Lollapalooza, but...
Was it Lollapalooza?
Yeah, it was Lollapalooza.
And there was also one here that where people was... You know what? It's autocorrect, Bean.
No.
I type things perfectly. That's the other thing to look out for, Chip. You'll type things perfectly out here.
And your phone will change it wrong?
It F's it up every time.
Oh. So
changes the spelling, puts words in there you don't want.
Okay.
It's absurd. Don't fall asleep during any bands and get photoed.
Okay.
Get your photo taken as the K-Rock audience will be heartless. And we'll Photoshop you into 7,500 different scenes. Don't let that happen.
All right.
So don't get photoed.
Don't get photoed.
Okay.
You, Allie.
You're welcome.
Now, Chip, what was the concert where you were going to sneak in a backpack? Remember that?
That was Weenie Roast.
Weenie Roast. I think you need to step it up. I think you needed to go for a fanny pack.
Fanny pack? That's for amateurs. I go straight money clip.
Sneak it in a money clip.
Yep.
I like that. If you get nude and a security guard says put on your clothes or we'll tase you, they're not kidding. They will tase you.
Okay.
Oh,
so, wait, I can still get nude but run away?
But they will tase you, so run.
Okay,
be
good.
Quick. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're in the Sahara tent for very long, you need to drink a lot of water, and you will be crushed to death. So maybe forget the water.
All right.
Because that's a tight place. And the other thing is the security here at Coachella, they love stage diving.
I've never seen a group of people that love stage diving.
Oh, that's diving. Interesting. I would think they would want to discourage people from that because it might get out of hand or someone would get hurt.
For Chip, I'm saying. Like, they can tell she's a professional.
Yeah, okay. I am the best at it.
She's a musician, right? And she knows what she's doing. She knows how to stage dive. So I would say both of the main stages, all three or four of the tents, I'm looking for you to stage dive.
For every band.
I would say once a band, is that too much to ask?
No, that's a good goal.
Okay, good. And right. If you hear anything about a K-Rock Coachella house, it doesn't exist. We're lying to you.
Wait, where you guys are broadcasting from this morning?
It doesn't exist.
We misunderstood.
Yep.
Wow, Chip, looks like you got your work cut out for you this
weekend. I'm so ready.
That is fun.
Here's some good tips.
Hey, let me just, before we move on, I also want to say this K-Rock Coachella house that doesn't exist, it's crazy.
For Chip.
How many artists are going to be stopping by to perform? Not only is it going to be live broadcasting all weekend long with Kevin Amin, hey, that's us, also Kat and Stryker and Nicole, but performances and interviews from the 1975, from Foles, Churches, Gary Clark Jr., Allie is going to be out at the K-Rock Coachella house. Mike Snow. Joywave, Silver Sun Pickups, James Bay, Edward Sharpe. The list just goes on and on.
Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yes, all of those folks and more are going to be stopping by the house this weekend. So definitely, if you're not at Coachella, you definitely want to keep it on K-Rock all weekend long because we're going to have a lot of great stuff live from the K-Rock Coachella house. It's going to be awesome.
That doesn't exist for Chip.
All right, let's open up the phone lines right now for the first time today and give you a chance to get on the air with us. We're going to do an early round of Kevin Amin's What's Good. You can call on any topic. If you've got Coachella comments or questions, you want to talk about the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, something else that's going on, you got problems, you need your Kevin Amin advice because we're good at that.
Yeah, that's our expertise.
That's fine, too. Any topic on your mind, something we should be talking about but we're not, or something you want to bring to the table, this is where you call us and get on the air. We'd love to speak with you. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Kevin Amin's What's Good next after this.
This is Kevin broadcasting from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella, Bean and the crew back at the radio station.
And we are going to have some Clippers playoff tickets for you coming up later on the program today. Also, the movie beat next hour. And Kat Corbett is going to be joining Kevin down there at the Coachella house later on to tell us more about the weekend ahead. First, though, why don't we take your phone calls? Toll free, 1-800-520-1067 on any topic. What do you want us to talk about with you on the air? It's time for Kevin Amin's What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
Got bad news for you, Allie.
What?
Looks like we lost Forrest from Lake Forest.
Oh, Forrest.
Forrest from Lake Forest, call back. We want to talk to you. Let's try Carlos instead while we're waiting on Forrest. He's on line 4. He joins us from Rancho Cucamonga, and he is up first on this edition of What's Good. Carlos, good morning. What's good,
my
friend?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, man. Just super excited, dude. I'm actually one of the winners, and I'll be heading out to the party house pretty soon, dude.
Oh,
the party
no
house
kidding.
Is so cool. There's a swimming pool and a slide and a stage set up for the bands, unless you're Chip, and then there's no K-Rock party house.
Dude, it's been awesome these last 3 weeks, man. I've had a little contest at home to see who's going to be my plus one, man. And people have been kissing my butt like crazy, dude.
What kind of make contest?
I've had my buddies make me dinner. I've had my wife make sure she, you know, hooks me up at night, you know, stuff, you know.
I'm sorry, Carlos, your wife is one of the contestants with your buddies?
You're going to do something very bad, Carlos.
You're a
terrible human. She's not an automatic plus one?
No, not for this one right here, man. Not for this one.
Because his buddies will put out. That's why.
Right, and they make dinner. Right. Hey, how did it work, Carlos? I'm sorry that I'm unfamiliar with the details. So do you have access, like, all week? Weekend long, or do you have to go at a specific time to see a specific thing?
They told me I can show up all 3 days, man. They gave me the time and days, and I got a shuttle bus that'll take me to your location, and it's awesome, dude.
Different bands every day, drinks, the whole thing, unless you're Chip. That doesn't exist.
Food, everything, man. I mean, they called me and said I got to pick some Speedos and make sure I bring my towel. I was like, for sure, you know.
I feel like we need to call Carlos's wife later in the show today.
I'm really, really concerned you're going to make the wrong choice, Carlos.
All right. We'll definitely talk to you and see you later at the Coachella Party House. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate that. All right. Let's try Paolo.
Paolo.
Huntington Beach, please. Line 2. He's bringing up a story that Allie spoke with us about earlier. Paolo, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's good?
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Allie.
Hey.
So, yeah, I was just going to mention that James Cameron has announced the fifth installment to the Avatar franchise a couple days ago. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't think I need five Avatars in my life.
I feel like I already saw five Avatars. We were talking about this earlier, and we were trying to figure out if he is look, again, I say, Avatar is the most successful movie at the box office in history. So clearly some people went to see it, and I'm sure some of them liked it.
I went to see it, and I loved it. Sure.
But who's out there even waiting for one more? Like, who's riveted by that story to the point where they can't wait to see what happens next? I just don't understand this disconnect between his thinking we need four more movies and us going we don't need any more movies. It's weird.
Preach. No, I mean, I thought Avatar was basically, you know, Pocahontas meets Ferngully. And, you know, I mean, it was a technological achievement in cinema, but we don't need another four movies. You know, regarding these blue people.
Did you just name check Fern Valley?
No, Ferngully.
Ferngully.
Yes, he did. That's pretty strong. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jorge, Monterey Park. He's up next, line 7, 1-800-520-1067. Jorge, good morning. What's good?
Good morning. I have a very important question for Ellie. Between Kevin, Bean, and Beer Mug, she has to marry one, kill one, and hook up with one.
Jorge. I think I would do what most people would do and kill myself.
Yeah, you'd have to commit suicide if that were the choice,
I think. But thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
To take your own life.
Yes. Thank you for the call. Pico Rivera next. It's going to be Gabriel. He is on line 4. Gabriel, what's good?
Hi, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I just want to say how crazy that Wednesday game was. I still can't believe it. So it was like a dream.
You're still thinking about Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, and there's no way that's going to get out of my mind. So I just was expecting a decent game, plenty of minutes, and hopefully just the best out of Kobe, and I can't believe he gave me those 60 points.
But seriously, Gabriel, at the beginning of the game when he missed, I think it was five in a row, I was going, oh, no. Oh, come on.
We all felt that little
Because cringe. Kobe's like, not going to stop shooting the rock. That's going to happen that game. He's going to take all shots.
Yeah, actually, at points I was trying to be like, come on, we have to at least just come with the W. And after once those five shots went down like in a row, we were all on our feet for the rest of the game.
It was funny, and I think Kobe made this joke in his speech after the game. He said how he'd been criticized so much for hogging the ball, and now finally on that game, everybody was throwing the ball to him, and he was saying how weird that was for a change, you know?
It couldn't have been any better.
No, you're right. It was one of the greatest exits in sports history. It was a magic, magic moment. I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right, a couple more real quick. Let's go to Brooke. Brooke is in Van Nuys. She's on line 3. She needs our help, you guys, and maybe other listeners' help as well about Coachella this weekend. She's got a very specific problem. Hey, Brooke, what's good?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Am I on the air?
No, I'm not on the air. Okay, so good morning, guys. Yeah, I was watching Periscope yesterday, and a few Coachellians were checking in at the car camping site, and the security were searching all the cars to make sure there's no, like, weird stuff. So I was wondering, where do you hide the goods?
In your butt.
Allie, why is your first thought always in your butt?
It's always my first thought for a lot of things.
They're not going to look there.
Right?
Okay, that's very true.
Brooke, I have to tell you, I've been at that Coachella camping site many, many different times. They're not searching for anything. I mean, maybe they do the once over. Were they really digging into cars?
Oh, they were. Yeah, they were going in. They were in the trunk, and they were, really looking at everything.
What about under the seat or something as simple as that? I mean, are they even doing that?
Oh, that's a good one. No, I didn't see any of that. Kind of just searching, you know, the groceries and... But really, you know, they were opening the luggages, and it was getting LAX-y over there.
Hey, put it in the gas tank. They won't search there. No, the gas tank is not a good idea.
And then when you smoke it, man.
Better call Saul, man. They just hit everything in a tire. And I know that sounds like a lot of work, but
she's not going across the border.
Okay, all right. Yeah, just try under the seat, and maybe tape whatever it is under the bottom of the seat. So even if you put your hand along, you know, on the floorboards, they're not going to feel anything.
I just want to point out that Brooke was trying to think of a hiding place and didn't think of under the seat.
Yeah, I'm concerned a little bit. That sounds real good.
I think you're going to try under the hood, like if you're going across the border. And
that's fine. Okay. All right. Good luck, Brooke. We appreciate the call, my dear. And our final call, this is going to be Alec. He's in Valencia. He's on line one. I think he's got a question for you, Kevin.
Hey, Alec.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean?
What's good?
So I'm sitting here at work thinking about what I'm going to do this weekend, and I'm thinking, you know, I could go take my girlfriend to dinner or something, and then I'm like, nah, screw that. So I decided I'm going to go fishing instead, and I just wanted to know, Kevin, where a good place to go fishing for kale would be.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Well,
that is a well-crafted burn.
Charbroils!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. Ellen McKay is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, you guys. Sure, the Kings lost last night, but like we mentioned earlier, you always want to lose the first game in the playoffs, right?
That's common
sure,
wisdom.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, it's science, everybody.
I just feel like that's counterintuitive because it seems like it would be an advantage to be up a game already at this point.
That's what you would think,
a non-fan, right?
Yeah. Okay, I got it now.
Did you say being an unfan?
Non-fan.
Okay.
Don works.
But here's the great thing. To be a Kings fan, you can get right in front of the lines if you are flying on Delta. Delta, the official airline of the Kings, will provide priority boarding to any fan that shows up at the gate wearing Kings gear at LAX. And that's any Delta flight leaving the airport, not just going to San Jose. Any flight while the Kings are in the playoffs, slap on a Kings hat. Priority boarding.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I need to fly somewhere just to do that.
Just to do it, right?
They have been doing that for a few years with Alaska Airlines and Seahawks fans, too, as well. And I always think that's so cool when an airline, you know, which is an international airline, kind of gets involved in a local community. I think that's fun.
Absolutely. So if you are flying anywhere on Delta, just slap on that Kings hat, Kings shirt. Go to the front of the line. Like you should anyway, being
correct.
A Kings fan. You should just have a pass to jump the line anywhere. I've said that for years. Just now. Johnny Manziel, wow, he does not make good decisions at all. Apparently, he rented a house in West Hollywood for 2 days last week with a friend, and apparently through some all-night ragers, police were called, and according to reports, allegedly caused $32,000 in damage.
Are you kidding me?
He's the best.
Here's where it just gets real bad. The group that rented the house out, they had their lawyer head on over, check things out. And wow, here's what happened. The person returned to the house to find it trashed. And Manziel crashed on the sofa at 2 p.m. Checkout was at noon. Manziel was passed out. There was cocaine all over the kitchen table, mushrooms on the table in front of him, booze everywhere, and here's where I just went, wait, huh? Broken glass all over the floor and a champagne glass in a tree. What is happening?
That is Kevin-esque.
That's how you know you're really partying, if there's a champagne glass in a tree.
I mean, what
wow.
is...
Has oh, he... the life of a quarterback in the NFL, huh?
Oh,
right?
He's not a quarterback in the NFL, yeah. though. That's
Has
the thing.
He woken up any day and realized he does not have a job and does not have a career playing football and is going to have to really come up with a plan B yet?
Oh, I can answer that. No.
Okay. Yeah, he's on a track, and
he's
not
still partying
good.
Like it's 2009.
Absolutely. And he apparently, a couple days ago, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, was like, I'm dropping you. You've got 5 days to get into rehab. Figure this out. And he's just laying there passed out.
How about that whole deal?
Huh? What about that whole deal?
Right? How about that whole deal? Bad, bad news for Johnny Manziel. Hopefully he gets it together, but that's not good. Hot take. Allie McKay.
So you're saying that's not good?
It's not good. Thank you. Something that is good, for the first time ever, the Sci-Fi Network will broadcast live from San Diego's Comic-Con for a 3-night telecast featuring celebrity interviews, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes reports. It's called Sci-Fi Presents Live from Comic-Con, And it will start airing Thursday, July 21st, and go through Saturday, July 23rd. So if you can't get down to Comic-Con, you can still kind of feel like you're a part of it.
It's about time. It's been so empty down there. It just feels like there needs to be somebody else covering it. You know what I mean?
Do you feel that? Yeah.
I am stunned that it has taken this long for a network to do it, because Agreed. There's several people who have been doing it online very successfully doing that exact same thing.
Right.
So, yeah, this is great.
Absolutely. Let's get to some celebrity birthdays. All of these stars were born on today, April the 15th. Actor Seth Rogen is 34, and I double-checked that because I didn't think it was right. Actor Seth Rogen is 34.
34?
Yes. Wow.
34.
Why? Look, there's been some hard living in there.
Right. Didn't believe it.
I hate to say it, but that is an advertisement against smoking weed.
No.
Not a strong enough one, but I think it is in that direction.
Actress Emma Watson is 26. Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien is 48. Actress Emma Thompson is 57. And Chris Stapleton, who's playing at Coachella, and if you don't have his album, Traveler, pick it up. He is 38 years old. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Grumman, walking the showbiz beat.
It is Coachella weekend. We are broadcasting live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella.
We are giving you the countdown to the start of the festival. What time does the first act take the stage, by the way?
Noon.
You just made that up.
Ish.
We've been giving away tickets for the past few weeks here on K-Rock, and many of you were also eligible for a grand prize drawing of a new car, a 2016 Jeep Renegade. That's a phone call we'll be making later this hour. But first, the Kevin Amin Afro line is on the air. This is our voicemail 24/7. You call us at 323-520-AFRO. Leave us a message on any topic. What are the kids talking about today?
Ralph is on vacation. This guy is not happy about it.
Ralph! Come back, Ralph! Ralph!
Monday, Ralph will return Monday.
And I felt like that afro deserved a remix.
Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph. Ralph. Ralph.
Smell it.
That,
that one didn't work as well.
It's the
I don't
smell
feel.
Remix.
It was outstanding,
Ali. Really, it wasn't that good.
Why are you just doing it with everybody, though?
I'm a whore, and I like to do it.
It sounds like it.
There's a guy representing his team.
I wrote another song for you guys, and it's to the tune of YMCA by the Village People. It's for the Clippers. Clippers, that's my team. There's no doubt I said Clippers. Lakers fans, shut your mouth, so come on, L.A. Let me see you make noise, get up and jump, scream, shout for our boys. C-L-I-P-S, I want to hear you say it, C-L-I-P-S. We are the best team ever down, and now we run this town, now with the Lakers that look like clowns. Chris Paul, the best point guard in the game, and Ben Redick. Okay. He makes his shoes and his veins and then the Griffin.
This is still going on.
He dunks it insane. That's why we just got a star on the Walk of Fame. K-R-O-Q, yeah. I like to listen to the K-R-O-Q, yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say the Clippers can have that song. I'm good with that.
Speaking of the Clippers. About 45 minutes from right now, we're going to open up the phones, and we're going to be looking for a Los Angeles Clippers fan. Today is our last day to give away tickets for Game 2 of the 2016 NBA playoffs. It's going to be the Clippers versus the Portland Trail Blazers, which is April 20th at Staples Center. Here's what we're going to be asking for you to do today, just after 8 o'clock this morning. Rap a song about the Clippers.
Of course, that last song, not eligible, because it's not a rap. You have to flow. You got to have some flow.
Exactly. So we want to hear about your fandom. It can be about your love for the Clippers, about the playoffs, about the team, about your favorite player, whatever it is. But we're giving you a little warning, a little heads up right now. We'll be looking for those calls in a little less than an hour from right now. If you're a Clippers fan and you want to see the action in person, start thinking about what you're going to rap for us.
Here is a great idea for Bean.
Hey, Bean, you need to start a podcast, solo podcast. Once a week, and the title can be, Hey, I hop for one.
It's sad and beautiful all at the same time.
By the way, that's the second best podcast idea that's been pitched to me this week. Dr. Drew yesterday really got me thinking about doing a podcast on Molly.
About Molly Bean?
Yeah,
Molly Bean could be strong, you guys.
I really, really need Molly Bean.
Right? I bet I'd have a lot to say on a lot of topics.
Farah on MDMA.
I'm not positive what the plural of octopus is. This caller is.
Hey, daylight saving, dick. It's octopi, not octopuses. Inky hates you for real, not for real.
Oh, this is going to get ugly.
It is going to get ugly. Look, the only thing that's better than how indignant that caller is how wrong he is. A lot of people incorrectly say octopi.
Can I just butt right in?
Yes.
Bean has a boner right now. Go ahead.
He has
a spelling boner.
Here's what the problem is. Is that people think octopus is a Latin word, like alumni and alumnus. So that's why they're going octopus, octopi. But it's not. It doesn't come from Latin. I think it comes from Greek or something. So it's octopuses. What I'm saying is the correct plural of octopus is octopuses.
And I'm saying I don't care.
And if people say octopi, they're just saying it wrong. So get off my... Okay.
Right. He said pusses.
So, who are we talking to when Bean would not shut up about Zac Efron?
I think it was... Ike Barinholtz, who's in the new Neighbors 2 movie.
Oh, my God. This is a call about that.
Zac Efron crush? Tingling lady parts? I think Bean has a mangina.
Benny the Joke Man? Benny the Nope?
That's good work, Chip.
Just play them all.
She stopped at one word short, Bean.
I know.
Benny the Joke Man, Benny the Nope Man.
Too late on the action there, Chip. That was a reference to a guy who pitched to the show. He wanted to write comedy material for us, and clearly we desperately need it, but we didn't need what Benny the Joke Man was shoveling out. That's for sure.
This next one was Muggs from Guy's Night Out when we were playing poker, and he was yelling, "Let's party like it's Friday night, woo," and then the listener called in.
Let's party like it's Friday night, woo!
Let's party like beer mugs, fat and stupid, woo!
That's hurtful, but also accurate.
We don't think about Steve as having a difficult job, but he's got to be standing by at all times, and this guy's offering some support.
Yeah, this message is for Steve. I just wanted to reach out to you, brother, and let you know that we're here. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you. And you don't have to go on living your life like this any longer. If you need a place of refuge or a place to stay where people aren't telling you to hit it all the time, and making you hit things against your will, or maybe you're being hit. We're really concerned about you, brother. We're praying for you. We love you. And just want you to know that you could come over to our place, and it'd be a place where you could belong, and you'd be safe. All right? So call me back, Steve.
That is so sweet.
That is great news that there's a way out for Steve.
Yep. And it would have been great if you left a number. I have missed a day or two of work in the last couple of weeks.
Have you now?
I've missed a week or two of work in the past couple weeks.
All right, I show up occasionally.
Hey, I had a question. Does Kevin still work there? I mean, I feel like he just drops him wherever he wants. I want that job. Are you guys hiring? I could be Ally McKay's seat warmer.
That took a turn.
How fast could that go south?
I mean,
we were all having a good time, and then we weren't.
We were giving away tickets for Kobe Bryant's last game, and I brought what I thought was a kingmaker haiku.
Here's a haiku from this morning. Kobe is worthy of a proper haiku, man. Kevin, God damn it.
That is a haiku.
Chip, I feel like we're missing the cues here. I say things, and then you play the Afro call, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. We got a call from a three-year-old. Actually, I got a call from a three-year-old.
So my three-year-old the other day, when I asked him to go grab the rock that's by my door, and I called it a doorstop, said to me, "What's a doorstop?" So, Kevin, don't feel so bad.
I don't feel better because I have the intelligence of a three-year-old, by the way. And then a listener sent in a song, and here's a request.
Can I hear the Kevin doorstop song again, please? Thank you.
This is beautiful. So happy to hear this again.
What's a doorstop?
Right.
Why do you call it stoppy? Do you call your wife spousey and your mirror other bean? What's its function? Does it keep the door closed or open? Are there clues hiding in its name? This guy's in the Hall of Fame. The show is going down in flames because I'm so lame.
To be honest, I know it's making fun of me, but it brings a tear to my eye.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
How about that whole deal?
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. The movie beat is next.
I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Right? Is this song?
That improved it a lot.
Aww.
Hey, Radiohead's playing Lollapalooza this year. Would it have killed them to play Coachella too? Could they have just done that for us or no?
I don't have their touring schedule.
Okay.
What about Weenie Roast, huh? Who's
in a million years, never.
Okay.
Hey, minutes away from looking for Clippers fans with your rap song. Clippers are playing the Portland Trail Blazers in the NBA playoffs. If you want to be there, we'll tell you to call in just a few minutes. We want you to wrap it up about the Clippers. That's coming up here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph Garvin, as we mentioned, has been on vacation all this week. Allie's filling in on the showbiz beat, and we always look forward to catching up with our old friend Russ Leatherman for the movie beat. He, of course, is the movie man at 6secondreviews.com. Russ! How have you been, my friend?
I've been fantastic. How are you, Bean?
You still go to how many movies a week at this stage in your career, Russ?
Fewer and fewer all the time. And,
oh,
and
really?
I stay for less periods of time. It could be 10, 15 minutes in, and I'm out of there.
Are you at the point now where seriously you don't even stay to the end of the movie? If it's bad enough, you just walk out?
Well, don't you think, you guys go to a lot of movies, don't you think that 15, 20 minutes into a movie, you generally know how it's going to go?
Yes, but I also feel like I'm not the guy people are turning to for a review.
Good point, Kevin. Good point.
Well, it's been a weird month for movies. A lot of weekends, it just doesn't seem like there's anything to get excited about. What's this weekend looking like?
Well, this weekend kind of looks like summer. I mean, we've got our first big, big animated movie, another a Disney movie. Hitting theaters, you guys remember the children's book, and of course the movie, The Jungle Book. Now, director Jon Favreau, who did Elf, one of my favorite family movies, or just, you know, holiday movies, period, he's doing the new Jungle Book. Now, this is a live-action story, and what I mean by live-action is it's not live-action at all.
Okay, good.
It's all computer-generated graphics, except for this young actor, Neil Setti, who plays Mowgli, who's interacting with tennis balls through this entire movie, but you'd never know it. It looks fantastic. Let's play a quick clip.
Man is forbidden!
The jungle is no longer safe for you.
But this is my home!
Only man can protect you now. He will stop at nothing until he has this boy.
If anything happens to that kid, I'll never forgive myself.
Come on, Mowgli. Let's be on our way.
But I'm helping Baloo get ready for hibernation.
Bears don't hibernate in a jungle.
Not full hibernation, but I nap a lot.
Jon Favreau is a great director, right, Russ?
He really is. He's fantastic. He did Iron Man. Like I said, he did Elf. And the voice cast here is unbelievable. Idris Elba, Bill Murray, who you heard there, is Baloo, Ben Kingsley, Scarlett Johansson,
wow.
Lupita Nyong'o, Christopher Walken, the late Gary Shandling has a small voice part, and that's kind of sad when you hear that. Let me tell you this about the movie. It's visually stunning. You really can't tell the difference between live action and computer-generated graphics anymore. You can't tell. And it just looks fantastic. Let me also say this. This is the friggin' Revenant of kids' movies.
What?
It's dark?
I was shocked at how violent this movie is.
Oh.
From the very beginning, when you know, Mowgli is on the run for his life from Shere Khan. There's bear-wolf fights. There's wolf-wolf fights. There's everybody's fighting, and it's insane.
Does Mowgli have sex with a bear?
No bear sex.
Okay.
No bear sex.
All right.
But if I'm a... So I thought it was well done. It was amazing to look at, but I'm afraid that a lot of parents are going to be taking their kids going, oh, this ain't no zippity-doo-dah is what I'm saying.
Kids, why are you crying? This is supposed to be fun. What age would you recommend would be too young for the Jungle Book, Russ?
Well, I would take my 4- and 5-year-olds just to watch them cry.
Because you enjoy that.
But only if you want to see. It's shocking how violent it is. It really is.
All right, if you got a sadistic streak in you, go ahead and take your little kids for the Jungle Book. Right. Otherwise, you have been warned.
Yeah, but we're in. It's amazingly well done. Looks fantastic. All right, let's talk about the new Kevin Costner movie called Criminal. Now, this is another great cast. Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Oldman, Gal Gadot's in the movie.
Wow.
It's incredible. Why? If you have a clip, play that, then I'll try to explain to you what's happening. Here we go.
I just have the 6-second review.
Oh, they say, well, let's play that then.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Maybe the best cast in one of the worst movies ever. What's criminal is that I'll never get those 2 hours back. I'm out.
Some movies good. Some movies not so good. All you need to know in 6 seconds flat at 6secondreviews.com.
You guys are beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
So did you spend the whole 2 hours in the theater with Criminal?
I did, and I took my daughter, and it's one of those movies that's so bad you just can't believe it's going to get any worse. But it just continues to get more ridiculous. By the end, we are laughing out loud. The cast, again, with Ryan Reynolds, Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Oldman, I have to believe that Ryan Reynolds probably took this movie 2 years ago or something. It just feels like one of those that's been on the shelf for a while. Mm-hmm. But it's ridiculous. It's almost unwatchable, but I watched it for you because that's what I do.
Kevin, sometimes. It sounds like you may have to see Criminal.
Yeah, but Kevin Costner.
Is he a deal breaker for you?
He's sort of a deal breaker for me now, yeah.
And not only that, he's playing a bad guy and he's super over the top. Although, Kevin, you would be an interesting test for this movie. Because it is one of those movies that, you know, everybody tries to figure out which reviewer should I listen to, whose movies do I like, who I don't. I thought this movie totally blows. If you went to this movie and thought that that's pretty good, you would then know to never listen to me again, ever.
Right. But the difference between you and I is nobody ever, ever listens to my opinion on movies.
Nope, there's no difference.
Ever.
Okay. I think, you know, when you think about a Tommy Lee Jones or a Gary Oldman, I mean, these are some of the best actors in the world. There are times, I guess, where they just go, you know what, I'd like another house. I'll go ahead and do it. Right, Russ? I mean, that's the only reason to be in a movie this bad, I guess.
It's got to be a paycheck, but you do wonder at some point, were they not reading the script?
Right.
Where does something like this go so horribly wrong? But it does, and we are way out for Criminal.
Right.
Now, one other movie I want to mention, because I really enjoyed it. I like these movies a lot. There's a new barbershop movie in theaters. It's called The Next Cut.
When I see a barbershop commercial, I think Russ Leatherman.
Do you?
I sure do.
Yeah, let me tell you why I like these movies. One, because I love that these guys do nothing but give each other crap. Through the entire movie, there's just nothing but crap talk. I also like the fact that it's very smart. They're pretty political. This one's, you know, of course, it's all the stuff going on in the barbershop, but it's also about what's happening in Chicago and gun violence and all of that stuff. But it's not, they don't beat you over the head with it. It's just a kind of a real message in with what ends up being a really good comedy. So, you know, I like my movies high and tight, just like I like Barbershop.
And by the way, while we're talking about the great cast in all three of the movies you've discussed here this week, Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, Eve, Anthony Anderson, J.B. Smoove, Nicki Minaj, Common, Lamorne Morris from New Girl. I mean, the list goes. Dion Cole. So many funny
Regina
people.
Regina Hall. Yeah.
Regina Hall, who we love.
Yeah. No, so here's the thing. If you like the first Barbershop movie, and even the last one was 12 years ago, I think, you're definitely going to like this one because it's certainly as good or better than the last movie. So if you're going to the movies this weekend, The Jungle Book, but be warned because that's super violent. There's also a movie called Hardcore Henry in theaters. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but it's shot completely from a first-person perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like playing a video game.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a great movie, but it is a balls-to-the-wall experience. Again, one of the reasons you actually go to a movie theater. So I like Hardcore Henry. I like The Jungle Book. those are probably your best picks for the weekend.
And Barbershop Next Cut,
Barbershop,
it sounds like your
yeah.
thumbs up, too. All right, good stuff. You can follow along with Russ at 6secondreviews.com on Twitter at 6secondreviews as well. Thanks for filling in for Ralph. Have a great weekend, sir. Good to talk to you.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
I thought we were done with this video from the delightful Hudson family in Leesburg, Virginia. It's one of the hottest things on the internet right now. I think last night it had, I don't know, it was close to 20 million views or something like that. This is the brothers who decided to play a prank on their little sister. 17-year-old Millicent was going in to have her wisdom teeth removed last week. And they thought they would play a prank on her because they knew she was going to be a little bit loopy when she got out of the dentist's office. So they pretended that there was a zombie apocalypse happening. And they filmed her reaction. And most of us have seen the video right now, and it's hilarious. So I thought, well, that's in the past. Dave is still, our producer Dave, is still convinced that this thing is a hoax, that it is not real, that they did not play this prank on their sister. Right, Dave?
Yes, because everything fun on the internet is fake. It's staged. A lot of
it is.
Yeah, there's nothing that's authentic anymore.
Just because a lot of it is does not mean that everything is. You know that, right? That's the definition of a lot of it.
Sure, but unless you're falling down on your head, like trying a bike trick or something, it's pretty much fake.
So you think this is fake. Let me play a couple of highlights from the video, including the establishing one where they pick up little Millicent, and she is, you know, she's suffering the effects of the anesthesia. She's got the cotton in her mouth, and they get in the car, and they turn on the radio, and they have planned this ahead of time so that there's a fake message from the CDC talking about the virus that's outbroken everywhere.
If you aren't ready, then ride this out. We'll let you know.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
By the way, I thought that was a great move.
So good.
Yeah, that's
good. Rather than just saying, hey, let's tell Millicent there's a zombie invasion, let's make it as authentic as possible by getting this message on the radio. And then they instantly get their mom on the phone, and of course she's in on it, and she plays along.
What the heck? Did you...
Hold on,
mom's calling.
So Millicent is already angry. I mean, she is buying this hook, line, and sinker from minute one. She's like, why are you driving so slow? You know, there's a zombie apocalypse going on. So then mom's on the phone to really drive it home.
Hey, did you just get that emergency alert? Yes?
Can't help right now. I got noticed in the emergency broadcast system. There's some sort of a weird virus outbreak.
Okay, I'm pulling the driver right now.
We're not the U.S. Marines. Why can't we start going now?
She's like, hey, we're not the Marines. What the hell? Why are we having to fight back with the zombies?
She's got a lot of sense for somebody who's on a lot of drugs.
Thank you. Yes, 17 years old, and she's already ready to fight the zombies. I mean, the whole family's Walking Dead fans, and that's why they pulled this prank on her, because they thought she would, you know, she'd kind of have that as believable in her mindset in her adult state. What have you heard so far, Dave, that makes you think this isn't real?
Well, the fact that she's going, oh, we're not the Marines. Like, if you're in that state, if you're that drugged up, you're not going to come up with that. And she's listening and paying attention to everything that's being said.
Dave, the look in her eyes.
And if you've seen, oh, like, you can't fake that. You know, and every video we've seen of people coming from the dentist when this, you know, trend first started, it's just incoherent talk, and you don't even pay attention.
Right, but don't you think that if anything is gonna force you out of that fuzziness, it's, oh my God, we're under attack by zombies. That's the type of thing that would wake you up.
Because if you're on these drugs, you're not going to pay attention and realize and think that, oh, zombies are bad. You're just, you know, in your state.
If you look at her face throughout this whole thing, her face never changes. She is completely out of it, Dave.
All right, so Millicent is already concerned.
No.
Millicent is already concerned, and now the brothers start firing questions at her about what kinds of weapons they're going to have, where they're going to go, and a question that has really got a lot of people, believe it or not, upset because of the choice she makes about which pet survives. But this is how fast Millicent is at her feet when they put this question to her.
It's a zombie.
It's a zombie, right?
We can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat! Okay.
Okay. No! What do we do with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
I'll get the cat.
She can go right to hell.
Poor Napoleon, by the way. Apparently he's 10 years old. She says she was on the Ellen show yesterday. She talked about how he's just a grumpy old man at this point. He's never returned the love I've given to him. It's so hurtful, is what Millicent says. So she's choosing the cat. All right, next question for Millicent.
Mom said we're leaving the dog.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Dad said that since he's in Las Vegas, that he's close to Mexico and he wants us to meet him in Mexico. How good is your Spanish still from high school?
I can say pants.
Now, I feel like that's where we lost Dave for good.
Really,
Dave? I feel like that was
why, that's too funny?
She's,
yes.
She's funny, and she's answering these so quick, and the answers to the questions are spot on. Like, and if you've seen all the other ones that are real, then you could tell that the answers to the questions are just not concise.
So she's too aware, too clever, too sharp for you.
And I don't know if you're going to play the clip of when they put the garden tools in the back. You know, she's like, oh, we have guns. Like, you don't remember that if you're all, you know, looped up.
But aren't you on heightened awareness, though?
No, you're not.
If you think you're in a zombie apocalypse.
No, you're in a foggy state, especially if you've gone under.
I think you're in a foggy state.
No kidding.
You're
the worst.
You're looped up.
Listen. It's tough being the only, you know, right one in the world. So,
by the way, she's very – I got to give Dave credit for pointing this out, though. She's very sharp and very perceptive when they ask this question of Melissa.
Do you think Costco – should we go to Costco first?
No, it's going to be a bloodbath in there.
She's probably right. She's probably right.
I think she is right. I think Costco would be immediately overrun for supplies.
Yeah, it
would
be the worst spot.
All right, let me just say this. I know that it's been proven that it's not fake.
Dave's right.
Come on! Because her answers are too good.
They're too good.
Kevin, her answers are too good.
There are some people in the world who thinks fast.
From Costco and then goes, hey, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Somebody who's aware of the situation. Somebody
she's not
who's
aware of anything.
She's supposed to be fine. Have you ever been to Costco? It's a bloodbath anyway.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you two?
And I also would like to point out, you guys, that Millicent has no reason to see a prank coming. These are her big brothers whom she loves.
By the
Why would she ever suspect that they would be lying to her? She's reacting
Even
the way she would
interview.
Be. It, but she's reacting the way she would be if her big brothers told her that there was danger.
Nay, they just said, oh, look, you're going to be the dentist. Even if they went to the dentist, who knows, you know? But
she may not even gotten her wisdom teeth out. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
Yeah,
I don't even think she's
in
real.
And, let's just stick gauze in your mouth and film a little quick video. And then, oh, now they're getting job offers. Yeah, convenient.
Let's talk to Ed. Dave just said
nay, so now I'm off of his side.
Let's talk to Ed in Long Beach. He wants to weigh in on this real fast. Ed, Dave refuses to believe that little Millicent is really on anesthesia after dental surgery. What do you think?
Look, I actually got home with my family after getting my wisdom teeth pulled out. My little kids, which were 3 and 4, told me that they heard somebody in the back and they were scared. I went to my gun safe, did a complete patrol of my house. When I was done, that's when they told me that they were joking.
Right, but you're in dad mode.
You know where your guns are. You get the heightened awareness. You know, the adrenaline kicks in and all those drugs just go right on out.
But you're in dad mode at that point. She wasn't.
But she's in survival mode, Kevin.
No, yeah, exactly.
She's in zombie apocalypse mode.
Nay.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, I'm sorry. It looks like we lost this round. You can't come back from nay.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. We are live at the K-Rock Party House at Coachella.
Yes.
And we're giving away a car.
Yes, we have been giving away tickets for the past few weeks leading up to this weekend, weekend number one of Coachella in Indio. And many of you who won also want access to the K-Rock Party House at Coachella, where Kevin and Dave are broadcasting live this morning. And they'll be there to see great performances from the 1975 and Foles and Churches and so many more throughout the weekend. So definitely keep listening to K-Rock. But we also made you eligible when you called in to win for a brand new car. As Kevin mentioned, it's a Jeep Renegade. We made the phone call. We're not able to get an answer, but Ronaldo Nieto, who by coincidence, Kevin, lives in Indio.
That sounds
fixed. Might be one of your neighbors.
That sounds fixed.
Ronaldo Nieto won the car. Here's a tape of us leaving a message on his answering machine where we let Dave do the heavy lifting.
I said, hey, you just won a Jeep Renegade. Hey, you won a Jeep Renegade, a Renegade. A Renegade.
Nay.
And then we didn't tell him who we were. We just hung it real fast. He's going to be super confused.
He's going to go, some stoner called me and sang a song. I don't know what's going on.
Congratulations, Ronaldo Nieto of Indio. You have won the 2016 Jeep Renegade. All right. What are we looking for right now, Kevin? The phones are open at 1-800-520-1067.
Well, we've been giving away tickets to the Clippers playoffs all week long, and we also have a grand prize. So next, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. You have to wrap a song about the Clippers. You have to make up a rap and do it. You have to perform it about the Clippers. And then we're going to pick one, and they're going to go into the grand prize drawing, which we will do immediately after the contest, where somebody owns Staples Center. So that's good news.
You actually own Staples Center. That is accurate. All right. So your Clipper raps right now about your love of the team or about the playoffs or about your favorite player, whatever it is. Rap about the Clippers, 1-800-520-1067. We'll get to your calls right after another look at the Showbiz Beat. In for Ralph, here's Allie.
Hey, guys, I want you to do something fun on Sunday.
Nope.
Okay. If you're into it, you can check out the final 66 that are trying out to be a Los Angeles Rams cheerleader. Huh?
Is that something I can do online?
Nope. What about going to the forum to check it out in person? Tickets starting at just $10, but you can get better seats up close and personal for $20 to $30, depending on your seat location. You're going to check them out doing dance performances, swimsuit competitions.
Go on.
And an interview portion. Huh?
That.
Right?
What does that say about us if we just want to get right to the interview portion?
It's always the best.
Absolutely. There's going to be a panel of judges, including Hall of Famer and former Rams player Marshall Faulk. So if you want to head on down there, it is this Sunday. Doors open at 3:30. The event starts at 5 p.m. Tickets available on Ticketmaster. It's all happening this Sunday at the Forum. I wish I could see the dudes that are down there.
Really?
That's an interesting crowd, don't you think?
And by interesting, you mean you never want to ever run into them ever in real life.
It's just all beans. Just
you know, how dare beans. You, first of all. But second of all,
can you do a lap dance for me?
There has been a lot to be excited about for Rams fans
lately,
especially with all the, you know, all the draft news this week.
Absolutely. All these people were born today on April the 15th. Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien is 48. Singer Chris Stapleton is 38. Actor Seth Rogen is 34. Emma Thompson is 57. And another Emma Watson is 26. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, walk the show with speed.
I'm a little worried about your Lakers, Kevin, because Kobe's going to be so tired from 60 points the other night. What's he got left for the playoffs? I mean, he's got to be exhausted
so funny at this point, right? So funny. This is such a good chunk.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I misread that. It's actually the Clippers once again this season who are in the playoffs. They're playing against the Portland Trail Blazers. We've got tickets we're giving away right now for game two of their effort in the 2016 NBA playoffs. It's coming up April 20th at Staples Center. Plus, you'll go into the grand prize drawing that we'll do immediately after this segment for the VIP valet parking with a private entrance to the Staples Center, access to the Lexus Courtside Club, and passes to the Hyde Lounge. We're doing it this time with your Clipper rap songs. It's called Getting Clippy With It.
Clipper playoffs, that's the payoff. Drop a freestyle and make us go wild. Come on, pick up the mic, check 1, 2. Drop a fat rhyme, these ticks are for you.
Woo!
Clipper Nation, make sure it's a hit. Ha ha! Cause you gotta rap it to win it. Getting clippy with it.
Bingo, me oh my oh.
Getting clippy with it.
CP3 and Blake Griffin oh.
Getting clippy with it.
Is that... Is that our final decision?
That's the one we're going
That's with. The one that we... Did we have a meeting where we went, yes?
We're taking calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Wes on line 4, please. He is in Burbank. He's the first of two Wes's we'll be hearing from as we get clippy with it. Hey, Wes, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Good. How about you?
Doing great. You're up first. We want to hear your rap about the Clippers. Good luck.
All right. The C, the L, the I, the P, the E, the R, the S, it's Clippers. 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 That's my team, there's no doubt, I said Clippers. Laker fans, shut your mouth, get up, make noise for our boys. We are the best team, hands down, and now we run this town. Now it's the Lakers that look like clowns. Chris Paul, the best point guard in the game, and then Redick. He can really make it rain, Blake Griffin. His dunks are so insane, my father just got a start on the Walk of Fame.
Wow. Hey, by the way, started terrible.
Right? And then surprised you at the end.
But then brought it home.
Right, surprised you at the end.
Pretty sweet.
Very nice, Wes. You hold on. You are in the running. Let's try your other Wes.
Oh, bingo.
Let's try your other Wes. Dave. He is on line 2 in Yucca Valley. Hey, Wes, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Let's hear your getting clippy with it.
What's up, guys? All right. Here we go. You can catch me courtside with CP3 while I watch JJ Redick pop a 3 in your eye. Oh, me, oh, my. Don't ever say I can't. I'm like DeAndre Jordan going hard on the paint. You know I can't be stopped. I'm like Blake Griffin going over the top. a J crossover breaking your feet. I rock freestyle without hearing the beat. Trying to win playoff chicks for the game. Come on, hook me up, man.
Oh, wow. Wes brought it.
I got to tell you, it started strong and really ended kind of weak.
I would just like to say I love white people. I really do. I love white people. All right. Thank you, sir. Let's try Alex in L.A., please. Line 6 up next, playing for Clippers tickets here. Alex, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey.
Hey.
All right. I love the Clippers. I love the Clippers. I love them more than I love the strippers. I hope they win the championship. It'd be good just to brag a little bit. Yeah, I hope we win it all. MVP to my dude Chris Paul. Please, K-Rock, give me good seats. I'm tired of sitting in the damn nosebleeds. I hate bandwagons. I hope we go and be a champion. Get Clippy with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Alex right there. Nice. Okay.
I got to tell you, Bean, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think all three of these have been better than last time we did this game.
I think so, too. I'm very impressed with the talent.
We only do this game because it's terrible.
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Dave, remember when you used to do rap songs for the Clipper seasons every year? That was good times, right?
I made original parody great songs.
Right. You got a lot of competition awesome on the lines here. Let's go to Redondo Beach, line 7. This is going to be David up next playing for Clippers tickets. David, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. What do you got for us?
All right. I just did a little original, so bear with me here.
All right.
All right. Ball, drop, Griffin Blake from CP's Lob. Dre straight up in that Cuban grin. Ball me B on the sidelines, yo.
I like that David prefaced it with "This is an original" because all the other guys, those were
right,
raps
exactly.
That we knew,
and you were afraid that we would hear your mad flow and think, "Oh, he's clearly ripping off Tupac."
Obviously,
all right. Technically, David, you are still in the running, so please hold on. Don't go away.
Hold if I were him, though.
All right. How about Sergio? Sergio Santa Ana, please. He's up next. He's on line 5.
Yo, okay, you guys ready for some hot fire?
We sure are ready for some hot fire. That's my favorite kind of fire.
All right, check it out. Yo, we strolling down Staples like horses out the stable. Oh, you've never heard of us? We're freaking Murder Rust. Trailblazers and the Dubs trying to handle us. But all they really do is make us famous. We're too dangerous. Slay any other team trying to mess with us. Putting it down on the court and we won't stop. Clipper Nation, rise up until my mother casket drops.
Woo-hoo. Right there. Oh, I love the woo-woo at the end, too.
Who was clapping so off-beat?
Stupid Dave.
Oh, my God.
Stupid Dave, the King of Mexico.
Come on. All right.
Only help.
We got time for a couple more real fast. Let's go to Sabrina. Let's let a lady in. She's in Ventura, and she's on line 3. Hi, Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
Going once. Going twice. No, sir. Oof. Let's try Paul Corona, line 1.
Yo, yo, yo. How you doing?
Yo, yo, yo to you as well, Paul.
We're good.
We're frankly impressed with some of the competition today. Let's see if you're going to come in at the end and win this whole thing.
Okay, I'm going to give my best shot. Okay, ready? My name is Paul. Going for the ball. Go Clippers. Go Clippers.
Nope.
Time is running out. 1 minute left.
Right.
You got the ball. Just do your best. Go
right.
Clippers.
Nope.
Go Clippers.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
Go Clippers.
Okay.
Go
that's
Clippers.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. We got you. All right. Thank you, Paul. Paul, by the way, time traveling from 1985 with that rap. That was fantastic. All right. Look, there are a couple of very good ones. I think it's drawing time. What do you guys think?
Too,
I think
we because just, there were three or four that were
three
really
or four
good.
That were really, really good.
I
all right.
A clear winner, but that's cool.
So Paul and the Wesses and Sergio and Alex and I think David were all in the running, but only one will be the winner. Who's it going to be this time?
The winner is Wes C. from Yucca Valley.
Wes C.
Yes. That's awesome.
All right, Wes, you have already won tickets to see Clippers versus Portland on April 20th at Staples Center, but you are in the grand prize drawing for all the other stuff. Beer Mug is in here. He's going to add your name to the list with all the other winners this week. Mugs, who is the winner of the grand prize this time around?
Hold on. He's on the floor.
What are you doing, Mugs?
He was shuffling.
I was on the floor mixing it up. The winner is...
What?
The winner is Neil Manglani from Hacienda Heights.
Yeah! All right, Neil, hope you're listening. Congratulations. You're going to get the VIP valet parking with private entrance to Staples Center, access to the Lexus Courtside Club, and passage to Hyde Lounge. Thanks for everybody for playing Getting Clippy With It.
Getting Clippy With It.
Kevin, you and Dave are at the K-Rock Party House at Coachella right now. When you came on this morning, Dave was making it sound like it was about 28 degrees out there, with a wind chill factor making it feel like it was well below zero. What's it like now at almost 8:30 in the morning?
Slight breeze and a pretty nice 68.
Warming up, guess. Feeling good?
That's my guess.
All right. K-Rock's going to be broadcasting from the for the Party House at Coachella all weekend long. Kat is going to be out there later on today. We'll talk to her next hour.
Stryker. Low pressure system coming in from the north.
Nicole is going to be doing her show as well. And I just want to give this heads up to people. If you're not going to be at Coachella, be sure to keep listening to K-Rock all weekend long, because we'll have performances and artist interviews by lots of great acts, including Edward Sharp, also James Bay, Silver Sun Pickups are coming by the house, Mike Snow, Gary Clark Jr., Allie.
I know.
You love him so much.
So much.
Why does she cry when you say that?
Churches, because she wants to be with him, and the 1975. Anyway, so we got all that all weekend long. Definitely don't sleep on that. Speaking of Coachella, what about the people, Kevin, and I know you love these people, who all year long have been waiting for this weekend in April to get out there and get their Coachella on, and then something happens at the last minute and they miss the shows.
And this happens every year. Sometimes it's pre-partying. Sometimes they drink too much and they get arrested on the way to the show. It's happened with our Weenie Roast as well. Any big concert that you're really, really excited about. And then because you're a dumbass, you miss it. That's what we want. We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. There was a guy that was coming out to Coachella, I believe it was last year, that got in an accident on the Friday and couldn't get things wrapped up, couldn't get out here, and missed the entire weekend.
Oh, my gosh. From
and
one
I'm not
accident.
Positive that that was his fault, but at some point, you just bounce off a car and keep going, right?
I bet there are...
Right?
I think that's
I'm not
what
sure
we're
about
saying.
That.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, sorry.
I bet there are a lot of people who you buy a concert ticket to something you're excited about, and it's 2 months in the future, and then you have no idea that it's going to play out this way, but you end up having to travel for work, or you ended up, your appendix bursts, or you end up, you know, getting I was about to get one of my really bad
examples. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to contribute
say
to the
it.
Mr. Bad
you
example
have to
file.
Say it.
You get polio?
Sure, you get polio. So the point is, you think you're going to an awesome event, and then you miss it because of something unforeseen and out of your control. 1-800-520-1067. We thought that would make everybody feel good about their Coachella weekend plans if you call us right now. King, didn't you have an incident once where there was a concert you couldn't have been more excited about, and then you blew it at the last minute?
Oh, yeah. There's this band called The Wombats, and who are really awesome, besides their name. And I was going to go check them out on a Friday night. So I said to myself, I need to take a little nap so I have some energy for the show.
So you set your alarm.
Well, yeah, sure.
Like you would.
Like I would.
If you're excited
for
a show.
Yes.
Right.
And I wake up, and it happens to be 11 p.m. And I was like, yep, I guess I'm not going to that show.
Just missed the whole thing.
Just missed the whole thing.
And the
thing.
Show was probably at like 8:30 or something, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we
take
missed
a,
it.
Didn't we take a call last year from someone that had a bench warrant that got arrested or
yeah.
something? Like he was on
was
his
in
way
jail
out.
For the whole weekend.
He was in jail.
Unbelievable.
That's the opposite of Coachella, really, I think.
That's a legitimate excuse to miss a show, though, I think.
It's a bummer, though, is the point, Bean. I don't think we're looking for a legitimate excuse. We're looking for people who want to come to the show.
Right.
And then are bummed because it goes south.
My my dear wife, who, as you can imagine, has put up with a lot of torture for a lot of years being married to me. But there was – it's very rare that she ever asks to go to any show. But years ago, she was inexplicably in love with Adam Ant.
What do you mean inexplicably?
Him.
Everyone was in love with Adam.
Well, but I think most people kind of got over Adam Ant in the 80s. She never did. She carried a torch for that boy. So Adam Ant was coming to town. And, you know, he hasn't performed a lot in Southern California over the years. So he was coming to town, and she was so excited. And as I say, she very rarely asked for anything. She's like, is there any way? He's my all-time childhood crush. Let's go see Adam Ant. I said, all right. So we got tickets to go see Adam Ant. And then on the day of the show, we could not find those tickets anywhere. We turned that house upside down. It was to the point of pulling couch cushions off and going through every drawer and every closet and every shoebox and every mailbox and everywhere you could possibly imagine that those tickets might have ended up. We could not, did not find them, could not, did not see Adam Ant.
Pretty
and
sweet.
Man, was she sad.
Pretty
the
sweet.
The next day, we found them. by coincidence, just walking through the living room, they were sitting on top of the TV. I don't know why they were sitting on top of the TV, and I don't know how we missed them.
What a terrible job of searching you did.
And I'm not sure she ever got to see Adam Ant. I don't think he ever came back or we ever had the opportunity to see him. So that was like her one chance, and we just blew it because we had those tickets for weeks and then couldn't find them when we needed them.
Do we have time for one more story?
Sure.
I'm in Vegas, and Steve Aoki had just come into the studio, and he was having a birthday party. So I texted Dave, and I was like, Dave, do you think I can get in Steve Aoki's birthday party? And he's like, I don't know. Let me set it up. So he calls Steve Aoki's manager, and Steve Aoki's manager calls me, and he's like, yeah, we're having it at such and such a nightclub. And I was like, yeah, I got shorts. He's like, well, you could probably, we could walk you in if you meet us at the room. Perfect, right? Everything's perfect. And then later that night, when it was about 2 a.m. and it was time to go, I was so... I mean, I may have had a beverage.
All right.
Okay.
It's possible that there was a beverage imbibed.
All right.
I couldn't stand up.
Oh. So you couldn't be walked in because you couldn't stand up to walk.
And I had talked to his manager and, like, put him out several different times saying, I can't do this, but what about that? But can you make it for me this way? And he'd gone so far out of his way to make it work for me. And then I had to call. I'm not sure he even understood it was me or what I was saying, but I... But I couldn't go to that.
You had to feel like such a dick.
Yeah, well, one, because I missed the party, but more because his manager went so far out of his way for me.
That's
and
funny.
So now I'm just, I'm the a-hole that just had too much drink. So don't
right,
do that.
Let's squeeze in a couple of calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Kelly. She's in L.A. I have a feeling this is going to be a theme of this phone topic. Kelly, thank you for calling. Welcome to the show. What happened?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good. So a couple years ago, I was in college back in San Diego, and I was going to go see Macklemore, and this was back before he was famous. Nobody really knew who he was. Everyone was still obsessed with Mac Miller, so it was a small venue, like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. And instead of doing that, one of my friends from Santa Cruz came over, a guy I used to hook up with, and we got really drunk, and I lost track of the shots that I had taken.
Excellent.
And I was so rip-roaring drunk, I was literally hanging against the wall in my dorm room with a couple of my friends who were laughing at me and videotaping me a little bit and just mumbling to myself inaudible words and completely missed the show. And the next day, I was still so drunk that I got up and decided that it would be a good idea to go to my English class. And not only go to it, but raise my hand and participate, learning my words to all of my teachers, to my teacher and all of my classmates.
So you make a lot of good choices. That's
yeah,
my takeaway.
Essentially.
It's a lot of good choices. Great call. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's try, let's try Rocky in Northridge, please. Line 4 up next on the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, Rocky.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
I don't know that we've ever had a Rocky on the show before. This is kind of exciting.
Define exciting.
You missed a show. What happened?
Well, so this is my first year not going in about 11 years.
We're talking Coachella?
To Coachella, yeah. Okay. So about 8 years ago, it was going to be my younger brother's first time going. And he was about 17. He was going to go with us, and he was all excited, super duper excited. And he gets grounded by my parents, and they won't let him come with us.
What a dick, right? Is that what we're saying?
Wait, did you still go, though?
Oh, I had the best time.
Oh, yes. Good. All right. Well, that's what matters. All right.
Okay.
But there have been actually twice where I've gotten super drunk at pool parties at Coachella and totally missed, like, a Saturday night lineup or a Sunday lineup.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot with Coachella. Yeah. And this is what we talk about all the time, about a hot weekend, 3 days in a row. You got to pace yourself. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself running up against exactly that, missing a bunch of the show.
And you just get so excited. And you're like, oh, my God, it's the best time ever. And you're in the pool. And then you really start contemplating your life. Like, do I need to get out of this pool? Is it really worth it?
Yeah, the pool does feel pretty good at a certain point, too. All right, Renee, thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. You missed a concert you were really looking forward to, like some people will miss Coachella this year. We want to hear your stories. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
It is Friday morning, and we are broadcasting live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella.
Our friend Kat Corbett is going to be joining us there in about 20 minutes or so to give us some tips on shows not to miss, artists not to miss at the festival this weekend. Here's Garrett emailing in. Dear Kevin and Bean, I was 16. I had tickets to go see Marilyn Manson and Pantera. It was going to be my very first concert. I was driving home from work the night before, and I flipped my dad's car over on the freeway, totaled the car.
God.
Because I veered off the road into the dirt and I lost control. He was not very pleased with me, and surprise, surprise, I wasn't allowed to go to the concert the next night. Yeah, that's the topic we're talking about, is you had tickets to a show, you were so excited about it, and then unforeseen circumstances, you ended up missing
it. It's funnier if it's your fault, too, though. Let's be honest. If
like
you're
this
a dumbass, that makes it better, yeah.
All right, I think, Kevin, you will love Donna in Irvine. She's up first here in this segment on line three. Donna, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you miss and how did it happen?
Hi, guys. It was my 40th birthday. I was so excited. First time at Coachella. I took a cab from my hotel in Palm Springs, get all the way there. You know how hard that is, getting all the way up that long polo field. Get to the gate, don't have my ticket, have to go all the way back. As I'm leaving, a girl was totally trashed. So I took her to the Palm Springs Memorial Hospital.
And you took her ticket?
I had to take her to the hospital, drop her off, then I went all the way back to Palm Springs, $60 cab ride, got my tickets, went all the way back, another $60 to go back.
So eventually you made it. It sounds like it was a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, it was, and it was like the hottest possible Coachella ever. It was the Coachella that Amy Winehouse was supposed to be at, and the Killers. I saw the Killers at like midnight.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, got that at least. All right, thank you for the call, Don. Appreciate that. Kevin, remember how you, out of the goodness of your heart, didn't go to that Super Bowl because you were with me in the emergency room after I threw my back out when we went in Florida?
No, Bean threw his back out, went to the emergency room, and I had a ticket for the Super Bowl. And Bean's like, hey, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to the Super Bowl. What do you think I'm doing? I have a ticket to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to sit with you and hope. But I took your ticket, and I scalped it, and I gave you the money. Did I not, sir?
I don't remember that part.
That
I remember you drinking the money from that second ticket, come to think of it.
How dare you?
Let's try Allison. She's up next. She's on line 8 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Allison, thanks for calling. What show did you miss and why?
Hi. Okay, so I was at Coachella. This was about 8 years ago. My one and only time going there, a friend that invited me, her boyfriend worked for Jenny Lewis's band, and he got his tickets. And it was the night that Prince was headlining.
Okay,
and
wow.
Prince is an icon, correct?
Absolutely.
So I was excited to be there, and the night comes, Portishead is there, we see Portishead, and then Prince comes on. I think we saw maybe one song by Prince, and then the guy, the boyfriend, says, I'm not feeling well. I think I have heat stroke. We have to go.
And I
didn't want to say like, no, man, we're going to stay. This is Prince. He's a legend, because I felt like he got us in for free. So I left. And as we were walking away, and I was walking further away. I could just hear. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I was there.
You were that close, and you still didn't get to see the show.
It was,
you could hear him doing Creep.
I can't believe it.
Oh, that's the worst.
You missed the obvious answer, which is it's very easy to lose people at Coachella.
Boom.
Right?
Oh,
so
just
you
in
just
the crowd.
Take a step, two steps to the right, and then you go, dude, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you? I'm really worried about you. And then you watch the rest of the Prince show.
Yes, I didn't know them very well. I just met these people.
Well, there you go.
Doesn't matter.
They needed to be ghosted at that point. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it so much. All right, let's see. Let's go to Debbie in Santa Clarita. She's on line one. I don't know how you guys feel about medical issues preventing you from going to a concert. Let's find out if this one is legitimate or if she should have just gone anyway. Debbie, welcome to the show. What happened?
I think it was legitimate. I was 7.5 months pregnant with twins, home, bed rest, had tickets for Hollywood Bowl, Bugs Bunny on Broadway, box seats, dinner coming to the box, valet parking in case something happened, got up that afternoon from my nap, and my water broke.
Those babies did the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The babies didn't want to hear that.
The babies did not want to see Bugs Bunny on Broadway.
Did you say Bugs Bunny on Broadway?
She did.
Yeah, it's all of these Bugs Bunny music.
Aren't all of these stories supposed to be involving shows that you want to see?
I think that's her point.
She wanted to see it?
I think she voluntarily was. You weren't being forced to go like on a dare right?
No, not at all.
Twins said, hell no, though.
Yeah, our friend just said, okay, good. I don't have to go now.
That's awesome. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate that. By the way, let's go to Stacy in Anaheim, Line 5. By the way, have you noticed how many of these calls are women? Why is that, do you suppose?
I don't know, but I like it.
Why are women so unreliable, Stacy? Why can't you go to a concert that you have tickets for?
Well,
See?
Yeah, it was...
Okay. And we're not hearing really any of this.
And
I'm sorry to say. Thank you for trying, though. We appreciate that. Let me see. Who do we like? Let's go to...
What are you doing right now?
I'm looking for a strong close. I'm looking for a good one, but there's a lot of missing information up on the screen. Let's try... all right, let's try Mike. He's on line 8. He's our new line 8, if we can get to him. I think he'll be our big close.
What the hell's going on back there? Mike!
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You're our big closer, so make it good. Bring it home.
So, you know what? I went to Kanye West concert with my wife. She's really excited to see him. We had seen him once before. Anyhow, we're in there for about the first song. We've been drinking a bit before. We had a hotel nearby. Anyhow, security comes, says we're too drunk, and we have to leave. I'm walking ahead of her. I get outside of the doors of Staples Center. Apparently, she exchanged words with a security guard, punches this guy, and then ends up in jail.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Slow your roll here.
Wow.
How did everybody know that you were too drunk to be there? Like, what were you guys doing when you were still in your seats watching Kanye West that got you noticed by security?
Well, we were kind of dancing a bit. I was actually offering someone buy them drinks, and she likes to whip her hair quite a bit.
Oh, she's whipping her hair back and forth. That'll do it.
Exactly.
Gotcha every time.
And what did they charge her with if they put her in jail?
Battery, but five.
Battery whipping your hair back and forth is what it was.
Yeah, right.
So
but anyway, you know, the things didn't stick. The lawyer took care of it, but yeah, and it cost me a good $5,000.
I love the fact that you get all the way down there to Kanye West, you see one song, and you get kicked out of the venue. That's memorable,
right?
Well done. These are the Kevin and Bean listeners we love. Thanks for calling, Mike.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54. It is Friday morning. We are broadcasting live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella.
By the way, that party house is going to be visited sometime this weekend by Kevin and Bean listener Reynaldo Nieto from Indio. He won tickets to Coachella weekend number one and also access to the party house. And earlier this morning, we called him, got his answering machine, but Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, left this message for him.
I said, hey. Hey, 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 you just want a Jeep Renegade. Hey, 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 you want a Jeep Renegade, a Renegade, a Renegade.
And then we hung up without identifying ourselves, so we hope he knows what that means.
Congratulations once again to Reynaldo Nieto from Indio, driving home in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade. That is well done. All right, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat again. Here's Alan McKay.
How do you guys feel about travel shows?
I don't feel about them any way at all.
Okay.
Oh, you mean watching a TV show, watching other people travel?
Other people travel, taking you to amazing locations, but you're on your couch.
Blows.
What if I told you celebrities taking you to places that they enjoy?
Blows.
What if I told you three celebrities that we really, really like that have been on the show and we genuinely like all three of them?
I'll be the judge of that.
This is the worst game show I've ever been a part of.
I agree.
What if I told you Terry Crews?
Yes.
John Cryer?
Yes.
And Eric Stonestreet?
Are taking us places around the world?
They are taking us on adventures around the world. They're going to start in various episodes of the new Travel Channel series, Celebrity Adventure Club. Eric Stonestreet is going to take you to, Bean, this is for you, basically. Show us the fascination people have with World War II espionage.
Oh, that'd be
cool.
Bean, also for you. Uh-huh. John Cryer is going to take you to a place to explore space exploration.
All right. You got my attention.
Terry Crews is going to stop in Detroit to explore the Motor City's rebirth. I'm kind of in. Right?
I feel like I like these people a lot, and I would watch all of them in almost anything.
Uh-huh.
That's my final comment.
Okay. Well, you can watch them.
Not quite anything, but almost anything.
But it is premiering
in August.
You love
Terry Crews on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You're really going to love him walking around Detroit, showing you how it used to be a livable city, Kevin.
I love Terry Crews.
I love all three of those guys,
yes.
And I would almost watch them.
Almost, got
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay.
That's
all right.
My answer.
You can watch Celebrity Adventure Club premiering in August, if you so feel. We talked about this morning, and it's still not making sense. Although Avatar made $2.8 billion worldwide, we get it. It was a hit. It was huge. Do we need four sequels?
No.
This is Avatar.
Yes. Well, it was announced yesterday as Fox ended its CinemaCon presentation in Las Vegas. Surprise guest James Cameron said, although there were going to be three, I'm now doing four Avatar sequels, because he basically said he felt that doing three was just too limiting. So he's going to do four.
Well, you can't tell a story in only three movies.
You really
Come
can't.
On.
You really can't. These will all be standalone movies, but together they're going to create a saga. His goal is to release Avatar 2 at Christmas 2018 and then follow up a new film in 2020, 2022, and 2023.
I don't
know
at all. When we had James Cameron on, Kevin, do you remember? Was that part of – did you talk to him about all these Avatars? I can't remember. Oh, let me get – I got the tape. Let's see.
Oh, good.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Okay, I guess you didn't cover it in that
interview. I didn't even care then. Let alone now.
It's so good. All of these stars were born on today, April the 15th. We've got Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien, 48. Actress Emma Thompson is 57. Actress Emma Watson is 26. Actor Seth Rogen is 34. And singer Chris Stapleton is 38. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, Walking the Showbiz Beat.
We are broadcasting live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella, and we are joined by Kat Corbett.
How dare you make me get up this early?
How are you, Kat?
The only thing Kat hates more than 10 a.m. is 9 a.m., so we apologize for that. I have to ask, is it a party house yet? Has the party kicked in for the weekend yet, or are we still in the pre-party mode?
We're in the pre-party mode.
Okay. Pete, I can answer that for you. Anytime I'm here, it's the non-party mode. Everybody's setting up. And then just as I leave, everybody starts showing up and everybody goes crazy.
You know what I love about, I love about Kevin at Coachella? We'll be on campus, you know, just like hanging out. And next thing you know, I just see him like jumping in the pit. And, you know, just taking people down and having the best time.
That's
and I
why,
love you for that.
That's why I have stopped making plans, because usually when you come to Coachella, what you do is you go through the list. You go, okay, I want to see this band. Are they playing at the same time? I want to see somebody else. I need to make sure I'm at that tent.
Yeah, a lot of people spend time with their Coachella schedule in front of them like it's an NCAA bracket.
Right,
they really
right.
need to plan it out.
And then I get to about 10% of it, and that's the fun of Coachella for me. So then I stop making plans. That's why we have Kat here. She's going to tell us what to look forward to.
Kat, well, what are we up to now? Is this 17 years of Coachella? Does that sound about right?
It does sound about right. You know, I was talking to someone the other day about how, remember, you know, K-Rock's been on board with Coachella for a long time, and how they used to give us stacks of tickets. And, you know, and I would try to get friends and be like, you want me to go to the desert to, like, see bands?
How different is it now?
Yeah, now it sells out without even a lineup.
Now
right?
It's like, Kat, you can go Friday until 6 p.m., but then you got to give your ticket to somebody else.
Right. So here's the problem that everybody has. If you really do look at Coachella as your one-stop shopping to see all the buzz bands you've been hearing about or reading about, now's your chance. It's still too much. You still can't see everything. So you really do have to be picky. And, Kat, you got some suggestions of things that, in your opinion, should not be missed.
Just some of my favorites that I think are, you know, kind of unsung heroes of the music scene. Scene right now. Grimes, who I think will be stopping by the house tomorrow, she's like this, you know, just kind of this pop gem that's been living in the indie alternative world. And she just writes these insanely lovely pop songs.
Would you call her a pop gem?
Pop gem. But she's one of those, like, weird gals where, like, you know, like, no programmer in the pop world has had the nuts to put her in rotation. So she's kind of still in that indie world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I just think she's a great songwriter and producer.
Let's hear a little of Grimes here. This is called Flesh Without Blood. Kat's mom, what do you think?
Sounds great.
I agree.
Oh my
yeah, it does
God.
Sound good.
That's a big favorite of Kat's mom.
You know what she reminds me of, especially on that song, is another artist that I'm so psyched about seeing at Coachella, if I were at Coachella, is Robin, the Swedish pop star, who's got that same kind of dance thing, but kind of with an edge. I like them both a lot.
Yeah, and Grimes is a great producer, which is what I really love about. She produces her own records. And you know what? I think this latest record, she said that she didn't even master it. She liked the rough sound.
Really?
Which, if you know anything about recording, mastering is the final step.
Yeah, that sounds lazy.
No, she was kind of like flipping her finger off to, you know, the system and was like, nope,
it's
not doing
done-ish.
It.
Let's
put it
out. It's dangerous.
It is. Stop Cat's that. Mom. I feel Cat's like I'm mom. 13 again and getting busted sneaking in the house.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
I'm still going to nail her, by the way.
And you should. You know, one day you're going to be Kat's stepdad. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, Jesus.
What's next on the hit parade here, Kat?
Next, Gary Clark Jr., another one who'll be at the K-Rock house on Sunday. And I just think this dude is like, you know, he hits all the right spots for me. You can't peg him into like the soul world or the rock world or the, you know, he's kind of have like smooth hip hop jams. He kind of covers everything. He's out of Austin, Texas.
This is a track called Can't Sleep from Gary Clark Jr.
Now you're the reason that I can't sleep at night and I can't go home. I know it ain't right, I gotta leave you alone. But I can't go alone. But I can't go alone.
I think Ali has already claimed dibs on him as a baby daddy, though. I think you have to get in line, Kat.
I think his proximity own baby's
rules.
Mama is...
he's
doing all right.
Sorry, what?
He's very dreamy, and he's a very good singer, but he is a shredder on guitar when he wants
insane.
To be, too.
And
that's one of the things. And you know that at a Coachella-type atmosphere, outdoors, in the sunshine, he's going to blaze, and it's going to sound great.
Yeah, that's what you want to see when you're, you know, in that zone. Next is Robert DeLong, who, another artist talking by the K-Rock House, and I played a lot on Locals Only. This guy is just one of those kids that you need to see live. You know, he's in the EDM world, but he has songs, so he can kind of, you know, tour with an alternative band, or he could tour with Skrillex. But he's, you know, the guy who's hooked up his Wii controller to his instruments and, like, old-school PlayStation controllers to his stuff, and he's like...
How bad is that going to be?
Oh, I am calling a jihad on the Kevin B. Morning Show.
Ever.
Right? Right? Cat's mom?
Ever.
It's the worst summer ever.
Ali, help me here. Help me.
It's too funny.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear a little of Robert DeLong. This one is called Jealousy.
Turn your doubtful eyes back on you. You push me out with your jealousy.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
No, dude, you have to. He's a one man band. Drummer, like a great drummer. And he does everything.
He does
everything on his own. It's awesome to see live.
We are talking to Kat Corbin here at the K-Rock Party House at Coachella about some choices you're going to have to make this weekend. And if I were going to see one act, Kat, it would be the lady you're going to talk about next.
Who is just a goddess, Mavis
Staples. Amy Winehouse.
What?
You are so mean.
What? I have no idea what that means.
Right?
I am seriously crying right now.
Mavis Staples is still alive, you guys.
She's a legend.
She's a legend.
A gospel legend, yes.
Kat, you and I talked about this off air, but that documentary they just had on HBO, she is, I believe she's still at the peak of her powers, too, at 77 or whatever she is.
Yeah, she's not slowing down. She's just ramping up. I mean, this woman has, like, the pipes. She's performed with the greats. Shut up, Kevin. And I just think that it's kind of like the soul of Coachella will be Mavis Staples.
I know you hate old people, Kevin, but if you saw Mavis Staples, you'd get God. You really would. I mean, she would put the power and the glory in you. She's so amazing on stage. You really should try to check it out.
Would she put the power and the glory in me?
She would.
That's what she said.
She is magical. Mavis has a new album out, by the way, where she works with Bon Iver, and she works with
M. Ward
is on there. All sorts of people, yeah. And this track is called Take Us Back.
Chicago wasn't always easy, but love made the Windy City breezy. I got friends and I got family. I got help from
on. That is baby making music.
I
right
love
that
her so much.
Right?
Cat's mom, what do you think?
Put your seatbelt on.
Yep, right? I know, right?
It's going to be you guys.
It's
so going to
be a great
much
journey, right?
Where are you going?
We're
going
to do that.
By the way, let's talk for just 1 second about LCD sound system, because I've never seen them.
I didn't put them on my list because I just figured they're the headliner.
Right. But I just want to talk about them a little bit because they have some great music.
Dude, the last time they played,
and I'm
which
dying
was
to know what they said.
5 years ago?
I don't know.
Was that there before their breakup?
Did you see the movie, Kevin?
No.
The LCD Sound System movie was incredible. Their farewell show at Madison Square Garden. It gives you an idea of how fun their concert is. I mean, that is going to be going off.
But here's the thing about LCD, because I'm not a straight-up EDM girl.
Right.
Like, that stuff makes me crazy.
I love straight-up EDM.
I know you do. Yep. You're like, because, you know, you love that stuff.
I would really enjoy that right now.
Right? Your mom goes off.
If you really want me to just lose focus, throw my mother into my headphones.
Goes off at
okay,
EDM.
So you're saying you're not an EDM person, but
James Murphy, who's fronts LCD Sound System, is a fantastic songwriter, and he has songs like that will break your heart or make you laugh your ass off, you know, or that are very true, like North American Scum. You listen to those lyrics, like, I know it's the song leading into Step Brothers, the movie, which is the greatest intro ever.
Right.
But, you know, it talks about how we're just, you know, when we go to Europe, we're just loudmouth a-holes and stuff like that, or like just, you know, broken-hearted songs. So he has this weird, he's in this in-between world, but it's a dance party, like complete dance party, Kevin.
You better not fall asleep.
You know I like to shake that ass.
I'm telling you, you need to be there for LCD.
I'm the one that brought it up.
I know that, but you're telling me you didn't know anything.
I'm just saying, I want to be there for that.
That's
because
Kevin's
I'm
M.O., by the way, is to bring up things he knows nothing about.
Come I want to go to Run the Jewels again this year, which I tried to go to last time and just never made it, couldn't make it. So that's bad. So,
we had them here last year. They were so cute.
Yep,
it's going to be a wonderful weekend at Coachella. And again, as Kat has alluded to, lots of performances and artist interviews at the K-Rock Party House at Coachella, including the 1975 is going to be stopping by, and Foles and Churches. Gary Clark Jr. is going to be there in person. You could, all you need is some zip ties and a burlap sack, and he's yours.
Most people don't think that way, Bean.
Wow. Silver Sun Pickups, James Bay, Edward Sharp, so much more. Get all the details at krock.com. Kat, go back to sleep. You got about a 45-minute nap, and then your show starts at 10. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
One more look at the showbiz beat, and then that song that sends us into the weekend coming up.
First, I have an amazing story that, Kevin, you won't give two squats about, but I think I got Allie in my corner on this one, because this is a beautiful story.
I like that you're shooting for 50%.
Right. This is a beautiful story that is so beautifully written that it was a joy to read this story.
Kevin's out.
No, because sometimes you just see something that's so well written that it's just, you just want to roll around in it. You hope the article never ends because it's so well done. An octopus has made a brazen escape from the National Aquarium in New Zealand by breaking out of its tank, slithering down a 50-meter drain pipe, and disappearing into the sea. In scenes reminiscent of Finding Nemo, Inky, a New England octopus, has
Inky
made his.
That's why, like
that's why you like it, Inky.
Has made his dash for freedom after the lid of his tank was accidentally left slightly ajar. Staff believe that in the middle of the night, while the aquarium was deserted, Inky clambered to the top of his cage, down the side of the tank, and traveled across the floor of the aquarium. Can you just picture this? This is like Ocean's 11 stuff, man.
He mapped it out.
And do you think, like in my mind, I'm wondering, every night when they close that aquarium down, is Inky looking at the top of his aquarium going, oh, man,
one day it is.
They're going to slip. They're going to slip, and I'm going to be ready for it.
One day I'm out.
Rob Yarrell, national manager of the aquarium in New Zealand, said octopuses are famous escape artists, but Inky really tested the waters here. I don't think he was unhappy with us or lonely, as octopus are solitary creatures.
Maybe you should reconsider that.
Right?
But
he hated you, dude.
He did.
But he's such a curious boy. I would want to know what's happening on. He would want to know what's happening on the outside. That's just his personality. I love
what
I love that they're psycho evaluating this octopus as to why he escaped.
He didn't want to go, but there are things that he needed to see outside.
He's a curious boy.
Right. He's a curious boy.
He just couldn't get back in.
He's got a whole life to live.
He wanted to get back in. Right. The key. Very sad.
One theory is that Inky slid across the aquarium floor, a journey of 3 or 4 meters, and then sensing freedom was at hand, into a drain pipe that led directly to the sea. Now, do you believe that Inky sensed freedom was at hand, and do you believe that he knew the drain pipe would lead to the sea?
Yeah, I think so, because this guy's a dick.
You think Inky's a dick?
No, no. The guy that's telling the story.
Telling the story?
Yeah, he's a dick.
The drain pipe was 50 meters long and opened onto the waters of Hawke's Bay on the east coast of New Zealand's North Island. By the way, 50 meters, that must have seemed like an eternity for poor little Inky. Like, he's got to be in that pipe going, how long is this thing going to go on?
I hope he packed, you know, the stick with the handkerchief like little hobos
sure.
do.
Sure.
I hope he had.
I don't think that's a real. I don't think that's. Another possible escape route could have involved Inky squeezing into an open pipe at the top of the tank, which led under the floor to the drain. He's like that, again, going back to Ocean's 11, he's like that tiny little Chinese guy who can fit in a suitcase. When we came in the next morning and his tank was empty, I was really surprised. The staff and I have been pretty sad, but then this is Inky, and he's always been a bit of a surprise octopus.
That crazy Inky. He's always got us on our toes.
Race Jenkinson, exhibits keeper at the National Aquarium, said he was absolutely certain that Inky was not taken or stolen. I understand the nature of octopus behavior very well. I have seen octopus on boats slip
Maybe
through...
you don't, sir.
I have seen octopus on boats slip through bilge pumps, and security here is too tight for anyone to take in Inky, and why would they? All right, here's where it really gets interesting. Because octopuses have no bones, they are able to fit into extremely small spaces and have been filmed squeezing through gaps the size of coins.
Really?
They are also understood to be extremely intelligent and capable of using tools. At Island Bay Marine Education Center in Wellington, an octopus was found to be in the habit of visiting another tank overnight to steal crabs and then returning to its own.
No.
There's no way this is happening.
According to another at the center, an octopus named Ozymandias was thought to have broken a world record for opening a jar before it was released into the ocean. I need a whole other article just on that day. Like, what? How was he involved in a Guinness World Record of opening a jar, and then why was he released after that? You got a gold mine, son. You don't let him go. Anyway, it goes on and on. There's another 20,000 words, but I'm just telling you that the aquarium has no plans to step up security as a result of the escape because Inky was one out of the bag, but the staff are now increasingly aware of what octopuses can do. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Inky. Right? I hope he's happy out there in the ocean, man. And I wonder if, I mean, wouldn't it be unbelievable if I came to you in 6 months and told you that Inky had broken back in?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be crazy?
He was back in the cave. The guy came in, he was just, there's Inky.
What? What if Inky's like hiding behind a door right now? He's like, I got him. Look at him. They're writing articles about me. This is happening.
He can read too?
He can read.
That's pretty
there's
cool.
Nothing Inky right. can't do.
Best story ever.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37. It is Friday morning and time for our final look at the show biz beat.
Johnny Manziel's a mess, you guys.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could have said that any of the last days of the last 2 years, unfortunately.
But this takes it to a whole nother level. He rented a house in West Hollywood for a couple days last week with a friend, and the cops were called by one of the neighbors, who turns out to be Kathy Griffin, because they were just having all-night ragers, just partying, being basically kids, I guess, if you will. Here's the thing. A lawyer that rented out the house stopped by after they were supposed to have checked out. They were supposed to check out at noon. But they got to the house. It was trashed. And Johnny Manziel was crashed out on the sofa at 2 p.m., so a couple hours after they were supposed to check out, and said there was cocaine all over the kitchen table, mushrooms still out on the table in front of him, booze everywhere, broken glass all over the floor, and a champagne glass in a tree.
How about that whole deal?
How about that whole deal?
A champagne glass in a tree.
And all that wasted cocaine.
Right?
Doesn't that sound like a title of a new Radiohead album?
Champagne glass in a tree?
Yes.
I like it. I dig it. Yeah, there's actually pictures on page 6 of just lines of cocaine. Like, I mean, finish that up, first of all. Yeah, what is wrong with you?
That's just wasting the good stuff.
He's not in shape anymore. He's not in his fighting weight.
Right? Yeah. Allegedly causing $32,000 in damage.
I like making fun of Johnny Manziel as much as the next guy, but it, to me, as a bystander here, sounds like he's crossed a line, and it may be very difficult for him to come back from that.
Yeah, it's real
like
bad.
He's heading in a real bad direction. He's heading to Dr. Drewville.
Oh, I think he's been in Dr. Drewville, but yeah, now he might be heading towards death.
Yeah.
This isn't even, like, this is a bender. This is
Grave Digger Land.
You're trying to die.
Now, let's be less serious, though, and wonder how on earth the champagne glass got in the tree.
Well, he didn't throw it.
I'm saying that.
Right, he would have missed. He would have been intercepted.
Just saying. This is great news. First time ever, the Sci-Fi Network will broadcast live from San Diego's Comic-Con with a three-night telecast featuring celebrity interviews, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes reports. They will be live down there starting Thursday, July 21st, to Saturday, July 23rd. And we were talking about this earlier. It's shocking that a network, it took this long for them to do this.
Yeah, especially the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like that's a perfect fit, but...
It is a perfect fit. Speaking of perfect fit, Paula Deen is launching her first ever clothing line. It's going to be called, Hey Y'all. No, it's not. Wouldn't that be great, though?
It's going to be a lot of white clothes, though.
It's going to be...
Right? Very few colors in her collection.
That's probably true. It's going to be called Paula Deen's Closet and reflect Deen's signature and Southern style. So you're right. All white.
I'm not totally familiar with the way she dresses, but does America need to dress that way?
I am not sure.
Okay.
But every piece sold is for less than $100 and available through evine.com.
So. It does seem like a weird time, like well past her peak popularity to be trying to cash in on being Paula Deen.
And is someone really going to be like... Oh, thank you so much. It's Paula Deen. Like, people, no, you're not proud to wear her line?
I don't think so.
Hey, if you are head at, what?
Tick two.
Oh, my God. If you're headed out of town this weekend, make sure it's on Delta. Why, you might ask? Well, Delta, the official airline of your Los Angeles Kings, will provide priority boarding to any fan that shows up at the gate wearing Kings gear at LAX. And that's just not flights headed to San Jose. That's any Delta flight leaving LAX going anywhere. Just slap on a Kings hat, put on a Drew Doughty shirt, maybe some Jeff Carter socks.
Are there Jeff Carter socks?
There should be. Priority boarding will only be offered to fans as long as the Kings are in the playoffs. So right through like June 12th, June 13th. So well enjoy that.
That's very cool that they're doing that.
It is really cool. It's a great point.
Bean puts things in focus.
Okay.
That's what he does.
But what about Allie?
Here's my point.
Adding on, though.
Here's my point. That's a good idea that they're doing that.
At least I was saying it's a good idea. How did it help for then Allie to say, yeah, it's a good idea?
All of these stars were born on today, April 15th. Emma Thompson, 57. Okay. Ned O'Brien, Radiohead guitarist, 48. Chris Stapleton, 38. By the way, playing Coachella by Traveler. It's one of the best albums ever. Actor Seth Rogen is 34. And I checked. Seth Rogen is 34. Actress Emma Watson is 26. I'm Allie McKay in for Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Allie. Great job all week. Let's play that song. We will talk to you live from the Coachella Party House on Monday morning. And we've got Mighty Mouse himself, Demetrius Johnson, talking in to talk one UFC 197.
Don't bogart that joint.
Go home, Daddy. You're drunk.
Pass it over to me.
Friday's with that. Suckers.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Right.
Roll another one.
They'll probably have his picture there with a sudden move.
Just like the other one.
That's great goddamn radio.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
And I need another hit.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Right.
How about that whole... How about that whole deal?
Roll another one.
Is he a racist? Yes.
Just like the other one.
Not cool.
This one seems to be about to end.
How about that whole deal?
I don't have.
Yes, I've had it.
Just pass it around.
Yum, yum, give me some of that.
música, música, música.
This is your time. Their time is done. It's over.
Call it a momentary lapse of reason. But just rewind the tape and, you know, forget that it's happened.
Yeah, the time machine is about to leave. So get on board.
Mamba out.
The mic has been dropped.
How about that whole deal?